It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM. Streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. Here's Cam Snodgrass and Ryan Mackey with all the action. Let's go, Owls.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. I'm Cam Snodgrass, joined by my broadcast partner, Ryan Mackey. Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Beautiful night for football out here in Bradford. And had a nice little ceremony right here before the game gets started. So my niece was involved, so kind of sat and watched her for a minute. But I'm feeling good. How about you?
I feel good, yeah. Saw the occasion where the kindergartners lined up and they got to meet the seniors.
At midfield,
and the seniors gave him a little, like, an owl towel.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good line.
Owl towel.
And, yeah, my future son, Charlie, was on that, too.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was exciting stuff. But
congrats to you and your now fiance, by the way. Figured I'd get that out of the way now before we get started in the game.
Thank you. Anyone want a chance, it's over now. I'm locked up. So, tonight, why are we broadcasting on a Thursday night? Well, according to rumors, from what I've heard, is we have a referee shortage, and so we had to play tonight rather than tomorrow, and I didn't have enough refs for Friday night, and I didn't want to play. The other option was a Saturday night, so now we're playing Brookville on a Thursday night. It's Thursday night football. Feels good. That means we get our Friday tomorrow. Everyone's happy about it. We get the answer for the Owls tonight with how the weekend's going to be for everyone.
Not happy I'm going to miss my Bills play tonight.
That's all right.
No.
That is all right. So, Owls are taking on the visiting Brookville Raiders. Brookville coming into this game winless at 0-4 in Bradford. After a tough week last week against Dubois, kind of the onslaught of the offense from Dubois kind of took care of them in the first half. But Bradford's coming into this game 1-3. What's something you're looking forward to out of this game?
Well, honestly, I'd like to see Bradford bounce back, because last week, I know you weren't here, but to start the game, they started off 7-7, and then two quick, really bad mistakes, pick six for Dubois back-to-back, which really blew the doors open for Dubois. So we'd really like to see how this team responds. The JV team came in and responded well in the second half. They put up some points for us, showed a really good fight, but didn't really understand the defensive strategy for Bradford against Trey Wingard, who's debatably the best quarterback in our division for the entire state.
And he also a Delaware commit for baseball, so you know that he can sling the rock.
Oh, yeah, he can definitely throw. But they're trying to press coverage on his favorite wide receiver, Hainsley, who's the number two receiver in the whole country. And it was just pitch and catch all night. So curious to see how they bounce back. You're facing a team that's not nearly as prominent on offense, not nearly as high-powered. But they have been in some games here where they've gotten some high-powered or high-scoring games, but not nearly as proficient as Dubois' offense can be.
Yeah, and I think, like, the key takeaway from what we're expecting as we progress further into the season, because we're at the halfway point. This is the halfway game of the season. I think you have to hammer down the defense, right? That's been the big thing. I know that we have played Port Allegheny, Punxsutawney, Dubois, all of them, they're all powerhouses. Mm-hmm. Struggled against Eldred. Eldred is putting up a lot of points with Eric Reese's offense over there in Duke Center. So I think that's something you really have to hone into. And I think, like, this probably is a good game that you can see where your schematics are working against that probably equal opponent in that sense.
Yeah, I would say so. I think Brookville's 0-4 record is a little bit deceiving, though. You look down their roster, and looking down at their stat line, they have some talented kids that will definitely be a problem for Bradford's defense to contain. But on the other side, I think Logan Kohler and Braylon Austin, even Tommy Langdon, is going to have a good – I think they're going to have a good game today, as long as Bradford can effectively block and set the edge, which they had a hard time doing against Dubois last week. But when they did set the edge is when they scored offensively, including on their very first drive of the game. So Bradford's fully capable of doing it. Now we just got to go out and execute against a team that's probably evenly matched to them in terms of skill and ability.
Right. Yeah, and I think, like, we want to – obviously we want to get things going, too, on the offense with the starters. And a lot of the points that we have as a team has came with our JV. Mm-hmm. And props to the JV team because they have really stepped it in when they came into these games, and they are beating the other team's JV.
No, 100%.
So, like, the future's bright. It's just, like, we got to get the starters going. We got to come out with the right attitude. You have to come out with the willingness to give it 110% because we're seeing that from the JV, and I'm not sure that we are seeing it from every player. And if you get every player bought in to what the vision is, and I think, like, that's where success happens. And I think, like, you can create luck, you can create magic if you work hard enough for it. And I think these kids know that. I just think that, you know, probably the first four games of the year, you got your butt kicked, and you're probably tired of it at this point.
No, yeah, I would imagine so. And offensively for Bradford, I think you need to get some more players involved here. You look it down at their stat sheet. You have two players that are over 100 yards rushing, nobody over 100 yards receiving. You want to get a little bit more creative offensively to try to get some players the ball. Obviously, you want to get Logan Kohler the ball because he's your most explosive playmaker. Tommy Langdon's your bull in the China shop in the middle of the offense. But you want to get some of these other guys involved because then it takes away so much focus on those two and doesn't allow the defense to say, okay, if Tommy isn't touching the ball or Logan isn't touching the ball, we're not really concerned about it. You got to get these kids some action and show that they're willing to spread the ball a little bit around a little bit more than what they have been, because right now it's just been the Tommy Langdon, Logan Kohler show with, I mean, Bentley Evans comes in. He's their third leading rusher as a freshman who's a strictly JV player, and he's got 58 yards total rushing on the year.
Right. And look, with that being said, too, like Braylon Austin, his 86 yards, 75 of it came off of one pass, off of one throw. So, like, we got to get the passing down. But I do think it's time, while we do have a little extra time in the pregame due to the pregame ceremonies, yep, Ryan, let's get our starting lineups, which are presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Let's hear it.
Okay. So, in the typical wing T base offense for the Bradford Owls, you have your quarterback, Andrew Giordano. Fullback, the aforementioned Tommy Langdon. Halfback, Logan Kohler. Halfback, Fabian Shirk, who was replaced last week by Keenan Miller. I'm not quite sure if that's the case again this week or not, but he was replaced last week by Keenan Miller. Left tackle, Blake Callahan. Left guard, Sean Ward, who we said maybe was hurt this week. Or haven't confirmed either way yet. Center, Jacob Abers. Right guard, Bryce Thomas. Right tackle, Braden Little. Tight end, Caden Keyshore. Your wide receivers are Braylon Austin and Colton Miller. And for your 4-2-5 base defense, you have Andrew Giordano and Bryce Thomas at your ends, Caleb Mackey and Braylon Little at your defensive tackle spots, Caden Keyshore and Tommy Langdon at middle linebacker, Jake DeCasper and Lucas Wallace at your outside linebacker spots, Fabian Shirk and Braylon Austin at your corners, and your safety will be Logan Kohler.
There's nothing that makes me want to slam my head off a brick wall and chug a Mountain Dew than when I hear Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells, yep.
That song gets me so amped.
Especially when you see an all-black uniform team walking out from the depths of the forest over there.
So, yeah, the touch base, like, yeah, we have to, like, defense, we have to lock down, we have to contain the edge, and from what I've seen, I think Brookville kind of mixes it up a little bit, right, 50-50, that's what the challenge is.
Yep.
That's what we're seeing, so we kind of got to play it safe. I know the... Who's their – it's the Krug, right? Sam Krug. He's their leading rusher, right? Yeah,
yeah, but I see that. But he's containable. I mean, you're looking at his stats. He's got 33 carries for 99 yards. He hasn't even broke 100 yards this year.
Yeah, but then the receiving too, right? He had 198 yards.
But he is a dual threat guy.
Right.
So he can hurt you both ways. It looks like they prefer to pass on the stat sheet, but that could be from getting into high-powered – highly explosive offensive games where they're getting behind, they have to throw. So this will be a good game to see where exactly Brookville actually wants to lean their offense, where it might be more even scored as opposed to, oh, we're down 14, we need to start throwing the ball more.
Yeah, and it's relatively unknown, right? Because I think for both teams, because both teams, Bradford's had a loaded schedule at the beginning of the season. Minus the Eldred game, but I think Eldred's a solid football team. The same thing with Brookville, like Punxsutawney, Dubois, Port, no slouches, right? No. They're probably the three of the five, top five in District 9 all together, excluding Clearfield and maybe another school, Carn City. And Brookville, again, I looked at their schedule. They got into a dogfight with Brockway. Brockway's pretty solid last week, right, at 21-14. So they're playing the game. They're playing the games tight. But, yeah, I think that, yeah, I think it's going to be a struggle for both teams. But hopefully it's a – less of a struggle for the Owls today, and we can finally get everything going on the offensive side of the ball.
So I will say I wasn't trying to cheat. I was just kind of curious on what would happen when I did it.
Yeah.
I asked AI to give me a pregame rundown of Brookville versus Bradford for tonight. And according to AI, this is going to be a high-scoring affair.
Right.
So we'll see what we get.
We'll see. So what we'll do is we're going to basically finish up pregame here. And when we get back, hopefully we have kickoff. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Toji's Substation is the friendly fun place. Always the best homemade food in town, prepared right in front of you. Giant fat subs, great pizza, meaty chicken wings, and hand-smashed burgers. Plus delicious soups, chili, and huge salads. Also a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beer, including Toji's Buck of Beer specials to go, and the fastest six-packs in town. 50 years of great food and fun, and they're open 7 days a week. Whether you eat in or take out, get always fast service and delicious food at Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24-7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Ryan, so for the folks listening at home, who are some players to watch for Brookville?
For Brookville, you're going to want listen for Trenton Colgan, who's their leading passer. He's got 544 yards on the year. Sam Krug, who is their aforementioned dual threat running back. He's got 33 carries for 99 yards, 16 catches, 198 yards, and a touchdown. But the one that doesn't get talked about too much, and I'm pretty sure I saw him as we were walking in get thrown a bomb into the end zone, is number 14, Dante Morey. He's their leading tackler. He missed the game, is their third leading receiver, doesn't have a touchdown so far this year, but does average 14 yards a catch. So he's a player that this would be my so-called sleeper pick. If I was fantasy and I needed a dart throw flex position player, Dante Morey would be my player to watch out for tonight, because I saw him catch a beautiful ball. Great, he's got great size, great athletic ability, good hands. So I'm curious to see how he looks tonight.
Yeah, and Brookville, they do have some size there too.
They do.
Listen, I've always said this, Brookville, when you get to like Southern District 9, you get to the farm boys.
Oh yeah.
And the guys who wake up at 4 a.m. They got to toss some hay bales, and then they got to scoop some cow poo, and milk some cows.
They got to throw 20 bales of hay before they can eat breakfast.
Yeah, before they're allowed to eat breakfast. Yeah. Sometimes they don't get it with milk if they don't toss the hay bales. Right? But, yeah, they're big. And big wrestling school, too, Brookville is. So, they know how to tackle, too. So I'm sure they're sound at tackle. And it's just going to be, like I said, I think it's going to be a fun game. And I think it's going to be athleticism versus athleticism this game.
Oh, I think
and
so.
And scheme versus scheme. I think we are in the making of a fun game. I don't think we're going to see a blowout by either team. I think it's going to go blow for blow tonight.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting matchup, in all honesty, because you got Bradford who knows, you know what they want to do. They want to run the ball. They want to get the ball in Logan Kohler's hands, Tommy Langdon's hands. But Brookville, like we said, they've been in so many high-scoring games that you're not really sure what they want to do. You're just able to see what they are forced to do at this point.
Yeah.
So very curious to see how this actually matches up and see if Brookville's 0-4 record is truly deceiving like I think it is. And looking at their sideline, they do have some very, very big – they have a grown man over there.
Yeah, they do. And I would like to reference last year there was a team who made noise in the playoffs last year, which was Union AC Valley, mm-hmm. who started their season 0-5. And then I think they were one game out of the District 9 final game. So I think that's something that any team can go for in this sense. But Brookville won the toss. They're going to receive. So that means the Owls are going to go on defense first. And for our first quarter, for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, which, by the way, you can enter by visiting either Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. That's how you enter to get into this thing. If the Owls score in the first quarter, you're going to win either a free value pack meal, or if they don't score, you're still going to get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. And Rick Wallen, you are our contestant today. So, Rick, hoping for an Owl score. We are T-minus 10 seconds away from kickoff. Oh, and it's a warm September night, too.
Oh, it's beautiful up here.
It's a little humid.
I brought a sweatshirt thing. It's supposed to get cold later, but right now it's beautiful out. You got the fall foliage in the background here. The sun setting is beautiful.
It's disgusting.
It means it's football time, man.
It is football weather. All right, Keysor's getting up ready to kick. And it's bright green cleats, and there's the ball. And it's going to be received at the 15-yard line of Brookville. Brookville out past the 30. Still on his feet, makes a couple moves, and he's out to the 33-yard line, and that's where Brookville will take over. So we're going to get our first look at the Owls' defense for tonight and our first look at the Raiders' offense.
Yeah, right there, that was kick returner Sam Krug, who we mentioned just a little bit ago. He is their best kick returner, so he's a little bit of everything for them. So see what exactly he has in store for Bradford tonight.
And the quarterback is Trenton Colgan, right?
Yep.
All right. So Brookville's coming out. They're showing a twin set. Colgan, obviously, a shotgun formation with the running back, which is Kruger, right? Krug next to him. And he's going to drop back to pass. It's a wide receiver screen to the 30, to the 35, to the 40. And he's going to get brought down around the 43-yard line. That's number two for Brookville, which is Parker Calgren.
Yeah, Parker Calgren, one of their leading receivers on the year. He has 16 catches on the year. But it looks like that's a lot of what we get from him. It's a lot of screen passes, short little, hoping for yak yardage, basically.
So it's good enough for a first down, and Brookville at their own 43 now after the first down completion. Colgan ready for the snaps, same formation. And he's going to look over for a swing pass again, and it's going to be at the 40, past the 45, out to the 50, and he's going to cross the midline and go out of bounds right at the Owls' 49-yard line. So a couple quick hit and plays, Ryan.
Yeah, flag came in right at the last second here, so I'm curious to see what they do here. But back-to-back screen passes, wide receiver screen passes, just the opposite sides of each other. So very interesting to see Brookville open up that way.
And we're going to wait to see what the penalty flag is because I'm curious. I didn't see anything, but obviously we're not down on the field. Sounds like a penalty against the defense, so it looks like they're going to get an additional 5 yards. Can't tell what the penalty is. Let's just call it a face mask. So it's going to move the ball up to the Owls' 44-yard line. It's going to give Brookville a first down. So Brookville coming out again in the twin set. Running back next to Colgan. Ready for the snap. And his snap is going to be a handoff to Krug. He's up the middle. He's out past the 40. He's going to get brought down at the 35-yard line by number 9, which I believe is Matt DeCasper.
Yes, sir.
So he's going to pick up about 8 yards.
Yeah, right there. Brookville doing a great job. Number 68 for Brookville pulls and opens up a huge hole left-hand side for Brookville for Krug to just run right through. Me and you both could have ran side-by-side through that hole.
I don't know about me.
It looked a little awkward, but.
All right, twin set again. Colgan back for the snap. Trying to draw the defense offside. Here's the snap. He's dropping back to pass, and it's going to be a swing pass to number 2, and he's out past the 30, maybe the 29-yard line. He's going to pick up, it looks like, enough for the first down for Brookville.
Yeah, and again, just that quick little screen out for number 2, Parker Calgren there. Seems like Brookville just wants to do quick-hitting shots to see what Bradford's coming out. This is kind of like a trying to see how your defense is looking. And right now, Bradford's playing way, way off, so those screen passes are just easy money.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Bradford's cornerback starting to cheat up a little bit. Colgan ready for the snap. in the first and 10 at the 30-yard line. And we got another swing pass to number 5. He's out past the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Brookville. And that's going to go down as a 30-yard touchdown pass from Colgan to Hayden Freeman.
Yep, number 5, Hayden Freeman.
So the Owls will fall down quickly, 6-0 to the Raiders.
Yeah, right there again. Same exact play to the right hand side. And what the problem is that you're asking your defense for the Owls to come down 15 yards to make a tackle, and if they don't take the right route at all, that they're done. They're toast. They're gonna get beat off the edge.
So 86 for Brookville on for the extra point. Here's the kick. It's up, and it looks good from our end. So the extra point will be good. So Brookville will take a 7-0 lead over our Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WECM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. So we just saw Brookville just drive down the field pretty easily just off of swing passes, off of wide receiver screens.
Essentially.
Which resulted in a 30-yard touchdown pass from Colgan to Freeman, and the extra point was good. That's how we got the 7-0. Brookville's kicking off at their own 40-yard line. The kick's up in the air, and it's going to go to Logan Kohler. He's going to take it at his own 18-yard line, and he's splitting the defense, and he's got some seam. He's up past the 40, out to the 43, where he's going to get brought down, and this is where we will get our first look for the Owls tonight, starting from their own 43-yard.
Yeah, and right there, Logan Kohler, somebody who has not gotten the ball in his hands a bunch of kick returns the last couple of games because teams have been vehemently denying him the ball on kick returns to not allow that type of return that brings him all the way up basically to positive territory here. So good job by Logan to take care of business and when he does have a chance to get the ball. So now we got to see how Bradford's offense come out and looks.
So Bradford coming out in their wing tee, and we got Giordano, who's not under center. He's going to play out a shotgun with Tommy Langdon right next to him, waiting for the snap. Snaps up, and he's going to drop back the pass, and he's going for Logan Kohler, and it's going to fall right into the defense's hands, but it's going to fall incomplete, unable to recover the interception, the Raiders. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Owls.
Yeah, Bradford tried to get a little tricky with that. It looked like they were trying to run that. They ran it like they were trying to run a screen route, but instead kind of do a little pump fake. Not a very good pump fake by Giordano to throw the defense off, but then goes to the go route for Logan Kohler. That's pretty much what the only routes we've seen Bradford run is the go route or the screen. So.
All right, so we'll see Giordano under center now. We got Kohler into motion. We're going to get some early movement. No flag, and Logan Kohler out to the 45, and he's going to get brought down, it looks like, at the 47-yard line. So nice pickup of 4 yards for the Owls.
Yeah, and you see Logan Kohler come in motion across, and I did see the early motion that you were talking about.
Yeah.
But if we see in the refs down, it doesn't really matter now, does it?
Didn't happen.
So, again, Bradford does a decent job setting the edge there. Brookville's linebackers forced to come down and make a tackle. It's kind of what Bradford needs to do in order to make this offense effective.
So the Owls are going to get set up at their own 47-yard line. And we got a fumble on the play right off the snap. And it looks like – actually, I can't tell who recovered it. It looks like it's going to stay home, though. So, whew, Bradford avoiding disaster there. It's going to bring up a 4th down and 7 now.
Yeah, and it looks like Giordano coming up limping a little bit after diving on that ball. He does recover it. But at what cost?
So the Owls looks like they're going to go ahead and punt it on this 4th and long. Looks like we got Kesor back to punt. And Brookville's showing like they're about to sell out on the punt block here.
Why not?
Oh, it's going to. Oh, thought it was going to be a fake, but here's a good punt up in the air. It's going to go to number 2.
Oh,
and he's
going to
muff the punt. He's got it at the 20, and he falls down on it. So decent punt. I think the spin on that ball from Kesor is what made him muff it.
I don't think that was Keyshore. That was number, I believe that was number one for Bradford. Lucas Wallace ended that.
Oh, was that Luke?
Yeah. I don't think that was Caden Keyshore.
Oh. Too many bright cleats to read. Either way, Brookville's going to take over at their own 20-yard line, so the Owls forced the punt on their first go at offense. Brookville coming out now on a trip set to the right of the quarterback. And a single receiver closest to us to the grandstands, to the Owl's Nest. Colgan ready for the snap. And here's the snap. It's going to be another screen to number five, and he's got some room. He's out past the 30, out to the 40, and he's going to get brought down, yep. Tackled from behind by, looks like, yeah, like Logan Kohler. Does save the touch. That was gone, but there is a flag on the field.
That is 1,000% coming back. That is going to be holding on number eight for Brookville. That will be Blake Porter, the wide receiver, who is out blocking for that screen there. And gives, I believe it was Colton Miller, a bear hug. And just rips him in the opposite direction. So, not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to do that.
You can't do that.
So, it's going to back up. It's going to back up the Raiders, looks like. 9 yards. No, I lied to you. 7 yards. So it'd be a first down and 17 now for the Raiders at their own 13. And we got twin set for the Raiders. Getting ready for the snap. Bradford showing blitz. And here's the snap. And he's going for the swing pass. And number 9 had a good read on it. And he's going to get out to the 15. Broke a tackle out past the 20, the 25, to the 30. And he's eventually brought down. They're going to mark him out right at the 37, 36-yard line.
Yeah, it was at number 9 for Bradford. I believe that's Matthew DeCasper. Again, makes a good read on the ball, but I think he looked back at the ball, lost sight of the receiver, and I think he just keeps eyes on the receiver. I think he just go and hit him in the backfield. I don't think he gets that tackle broken. He got stiffed arm in the backfield.
Yeah, I think he blows that play up.
Oh, absolutely, if he doesn't take his body off the ball. Or he keeps his eyes on the receiver. Doesn't look at the ball, sorry.
So trips right for and a single receiver for Brookville. They're at their own 37-yard line. Here's the snap. It's going to be a screen again. And this, Bradford does have it this time. This is number 5 for Brookville. He's going to break a couple tackles, get up to the 40. Looks like, 41-yard line. So they're going to pick up 6 yards. We'll bring up a second and six. Or, sorry, 4 yards will pick up a second and six. Sorry, I'm getting jacked up. I love football like this.
And, again, same play, but there – number 18, Brilliant Austin, is one of your upperclassmen. Doesn't make a very good attempt at a tackle, to be honest with you.
Nope.
Had a really good chance to blow that one up, too.
Trips right for Calgan, waiting for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff to Krug right up the middle, and that's going to be blown up immediately by the Owls. He's going to maybe make it to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Raiders.
Is that blew that up? Is that Caleb Mackey that blew that up with his
yep.
tackle? Good initial burst right out of the gate. Did not allow Mr. Krug there to get moving at all.
So Brookville hurrying up here. They're going to go trips left this time with a single receiver to the right. Calgan ready for the snap. And it's going to be a fake handoff, and he's going for the receiver. Has him. Whoa.
Oh, no.
No, they're going to call a penalty flag. I think they're going to call either defensive holding or pass interference. But Calgan hit him in stride. To Freeman. Freeman's quick, too, from what I'm seeing.
Yep. If that is on Brilliant Austin for pass interference, I disagree with that call wholeheartedly.
I think the refs are having a meeting about it. I'm going to wait to see.
Tell you why after the call.
Holding on the defense. It's going to be good enough for first down, so defensive holding on that.
Okay. So that might have happened before I even got to look at the entirety of the play. But if they were to call a pass interference, I was going to vehemently deny that one.
Were you
going to
riot?
I mean, I can't riot up here, but yeah.
Twin set for Brookville, running back to the right of Calgan now after the first down penalty. Waiting for the snap. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle of the Krug. He's got some space to run. He's up past the 40. He's going to get brought down right at the 36. Yard line, so a nice pickup of 12 yards for Brookville.
Yeah, so right now Brookville's just showing they have two plays. They have a screen pass, and they have an off tackle to left-hand side for Krug, and that's really all they've done so far. And it's been effective, but Bradford's defense on the edge there, number 60, Braden Thompson, he has to hold his edge and not allow that to happen.
Twin set for Brookville. And here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff again right up the middle. He's going to get out past the 30 down to the 26-yard line, and he's going to pick up 9 yards on the carry.
Make it three plays now. Does it dive right up the middle for Krug? But, again, Brookville's got some big boys in that on the offensive line, including their center number 76. He's a big, big boy. So if I'm Brookville, I think I'm attacking that part of their offensive line, not the outside.
Those guys look like they eat steak for a snack.
They probably have one before the game.
When you get the midnight munchies, you get a nice T-bone, brother. Got twins. Oh, we got a penalty flag. Probably going to be a false start on the offense. Oh, approachment on the deep. I was totally wrong. He didn't even start his count.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's approachment, but nonetheless, first down for Brookville through the 5-yard penalty by the Owls. So that's going to move the ball up to the Owls' 22-yard line, where the Raiders will have a first and 10.
See, in that situation, you can't have costly mental errors like that.
So twin set for the Raiders. Colgan ready for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff again right up the middle for Krug. And he's going to break one tackle. He's out past the 20, down to the 16, maybe the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 17, so I was wrong.
Yeah, they run that right up the middle there off of that same type of dive formation run play. And, again, you're just – if you're Logan Kohler, you're kind of in a tough spot because you see that the hole's opening up immediately as soon as the ball is snapped. But you can't come down and help as quickly because then you're worried about the screen play as well. So it makes it very difficult for Logan Kohler in the safety spot.
Twin set formation for Brookville. Second and 5 for them. 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. It's a snap. And then it's going to be a handoff again to Krug. And he's going to be brought down after a very short pickup. Maybe picked up a yard. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 4 for Brookville.
See, that play right there is exactly what Braden Thompson needs to do. Is he needs to just hold his position and not allow Krug to bounce outside of him. Because once he goes too far inside and bites on that fake to the inside, then Krug gets 10, 15 yards almost every handoff.
So twin set again for Brookville. Colgan ready for the snap. And here's the snap. He's going to roll to his right, looking for a receiver, and he does have one, but he's going to overthrow it. I believe that was intended for number 8. It's going to be incomplete, so it's going to bring up a 4th down and 4 for Brookville.
Yeah, Brookville looking for Blake Porter there. Looked like he was out of the backfield, but I think he was just lined up in the slot. But, again, Colgan looks comfortable throwing on the run. The ball just needs to be right in his chest.
So trips tight bunch to the right for Colgan. So we're going to see tight formation here for Brookville. Going for it here on the 4th and 4. Here comes the snap. Colgan dropping back, and he's got number 3 wide open. He's at the 10, at the 5, and he's going to hit the brakes, and he's going to go in for a touchdown. It's a 16-yard touchdown pass from Colgan to Krug. And Brookville's going to take a 13-0 lead over your Owls with 4:35 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, it looks like Bradford's defense there completely sells out on the run. Leaves Krug wide open for an easy pitch and catch. All you got to do is make Logan Kohler miss. And Logan Kohler runs so hard and so fast, he's pretty easy to outmaneuver there in that situation.
So Brookville lining up for the extra point. Here's the snap. Kicks up. And it is good. So Brookville will take a 14-0 lead. There's 4 minutes and 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw Brookville walk down the field again, relatively no adversity against them. with the 16-yard touchdown pass from Colgan to Krug. Rick Wallen, the Owls are about to take the field again on offense. Rick Wallen, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, you are going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If not, you're still going to get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. And, folks, all you have to do to enter is just visit one of the locations, the Family Toji's Family Restaurant or the Substation. You can enter to win to get some delicious food. And here comes the kick from Brookville. The kick's up in the air, and it's going to drop at the 15-yard line. Logan's going to take it from the 10, and he's out running still at the 10, out past the 15, past the 25, to the 30. He's got some open space, big block, and Logan's going to get up to the 43-yard line. So excellent return for Logan Kohler.
Yeah, great job by Logan Kohler. Didn't pull a Caleb Johnson from the Pittsburgh Steelers there. that ball hopped. Could have went past him in the over his right shoulder there, but did a great job fielding the ball, making a couple guys miss, using his speed, and now gives – that was positive field position, but we had the position last time. So now we need to get some positive momentum going here offensively.
You have to. I think you have to score here because I think, like, mindset-wise, being down 14-0, and we've seen how the offense has sputtered, I think you have to make it a point that we have to score this drive. I know that we have to score every drive, but you have to this drive. Logan Kohler in motion. Out of wing team, it's going to be a shovel pass to Logan. He's going to get around the edge. He's going to get out to the 44, out to the 47-yard line. He's going to pick up 5 yards, be second and five for the Owls.
I think I just saw a nominee for our collision of the game,
What did you see?
Tommy Langdon lit up number 42 from Brookville on a block. And, I mean, it was a pancake block of a pancake block.
Oh, crackback.
No, Tommy was coming downhill. He was coming downhill fast. Just lit up number 42 from Brookville.
So the Owls are going to give Logan 6 on the carry. So they're at the 49-yard at their own 49-yard line. The Owls coming out in wing T. We got Keenan Miller in the motion. It's going to be a handoff to Keenan, who's going to get blown up. And he's going to break the tackle. He's out to the 35, trying to make something out of nothing, and he's going to eventually be swung down all the way back to the 38-yard line. And he's going to lose about 10, 15 yards there.
Yeah, I mean, that play was blown up immediately. Nothing that Keenan could do to avoid any defenders from Brookville. But, I mean, kudos to him. He was trying to do something with it. But, I mean, Brookville just was in the backfield immediately with that. And that's what I was saying earlier. You can't be so predictive when it comes to the offense. Because every team knows exactly what we're trying to do to start the game.
And Keenan did a good job. It could have been another 5 yards lost. He spun out of a tackle. So it'll be third down and 15, and here's the snap, and Giordano's going to run for it, and he's going to take the sack. He's going to get sacked all the way back at the 24-yard line. So that's going to be a massive loss, and I'm not even going to guess the number. It's fourth and long. The Owls have to punt.
It is fourth and 28.
That looked like a broken play, just the way that he immediately took off running. I think there was confusion there in the play call. The Owls are now going to have to punt.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if you noticed, but I was watching body language from Andrew, and he looked like he was looking straight down at the lines on the field. So yeah. I'm not sure if he was just looking to just get away or what.
And Lucas Wallace on for the punt, and here's the punt. It's an excellent punt. It's going to be received at the 43-yard line, now past the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and that's going to be a punt return touchdown. For Brookville, with a minute 58 to go here in the first quarter, Brookville's going to take a 20-0 lead.
See, I like how Lucas punts that, but I think you got to tell him that he's a sophomore, he's a young kid. And you got to tell him, you know, your punt coverage is on the right side. That ball cannot go to the left side of the field.
Yeah,
everybody's running to the right side. He punts that ball deep to the left. It's a great punt, but no coverage is over there. Krug just had two or three guys to miss, and he got both the blocks that he needed and made one guy miss. And it's an easy walk-in touchdown.
Untouched. You could see
untouched.
The body language. So I didn't see a lot of effort or hustle out there either. So Brookville's on for the extra point to try to make it 21-0. And here's the kick. And it's going to be blocked. So that's where the score will be. Is Brookville 20 after the punt return touchdown and Bradford 0. A minute 58 to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw, a 40 or 61 yard kick punt return for a touchdown.
Yeah, we got it marked down for 60. Yep.
Is that what we got? That was a guess off of me, too.
Yep.
Because I did not remember the exact yardage. So Brookville's going to kick off after three first quarter touchdowns. And again, Mr. Wallen, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, Rick, you are going to win a free value pack meal to Toji's Family Restaurant. Again, if they don't score, you're not a loser. You're always a winner in our eyes. You are still going to get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. And here's the kick. And it's going to be a little squib kick. And it's going to be received. It looked like almost three Owls tried to receive it. They're just going to fall on it at the 35-yard line. And that's where the Owls will take over. So, Rick, fingers crossed, we want the Owls to score. We need the Owls to score.
Definitely need the Owls to score. Last week, we had three straight winners. We scored in the first, second, and third.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm jealous that they get food from Toji's.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been to Toji's in a minute. I feel like I need to go back.
I would chug their gravy.
You would chug their
gravy? I would chug their gravy.
I don't think I've ever wanted to throw up in my mouth more than I want to right now.
That's all right. It's not for everyone.
It's just chugging gravy, man.
Apparently, you don't have enough chest hair. I guess that's what it is.
I mean, that's fair.
So the Owls coming out in their patented wing T formation. And we got Keenan Miller in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler. He's going to try to get to the outside, and he finds the seam out past the 40, and he's going to go down at the 45-yard line. And I think there's a fumble on the play. They're going to say no, he was down.
I'm not going to lie, number two stripped that.
I thought he stripped it too.
He 100% stripped it from up here. He 100% stripped that ball.
You know what? He didn't because the refs didn't call, so now it's second down and one after the 9-yard pickup by Logan.
I'm saying from up here.
Well, you wear glasses, so you can't see everything.
That's exactly why I can't see.
So second and one for the Owls. That's going to be their biggest play of the day. 9-yard pickup by Kohler. Come out again in the wing tee. Giordano under center. Low Kohler to motion, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon, who finds the seam. He's up past the 50, out to the 45, out to the 40, down to the 35, and he's still moving his feet down at the 31-yard line, deep into Brookville territory. So a pickup of 23 yards by Tommy Langdon.
Now, if that doesn't get your sideline and your team fired up, I'm not really sure what's going on, because Tommy ran with an absolute purpose right there, was not going to be denied a first down or 15 yards. Just the kid runs hard at any chance he has the ball in his hand. So credit to him trying to keep this offense alive.
Yeah, the Raiders are trying to pluck the Owl there, and the Owl just flew away, kept his feet moving.
That's right.
So first down and 10 at the Brookville 31-yard line. We got Keenan Miller in the motion. It's going to be a handoff again to Tommy Langdon, who finds him out to the 30. He's going to spin out of it. He's going to get down at the 26-yard line. So a 5-yard pickup by Tommy. Tommy Hot Wheels Langdon put on display why he's got the fast feet.
Well, honestly, he has a little bit faster feet. I think he's gone to the races because he had a lot of green in front of him, and he had two blockers out in front of him. So off the left-hand side, I think if he just catches one more block,
mm-hmm,
I think he's gone.
I agree. So the Owls are going to decide to call at the end of the first quarter, so we're going to call it. Rick, even though the Owls didn't score, you're still a winner. You're still going to get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation, so congratulations to you, Mr. Rick Wallen. The score at the end of the first quarter, Brookville 20, Bradford driving deep into Owls territory, 0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We have a dive to Tommy Langdon again, who's going to get out past the 20. It looks like he's going to get down to the 16-yard line. That's going to be good enough for Owls. First down.
Yeah, you got to get more anime with your first downs. I want to hear like a first down. Get hyped up a little bit, buddy. It's a first down for the
Brother, Owls. I'm always hyped.
No, not always. I've seen you very much not hyped.
I'm all jacked up a Mountain Dew.
I can't say the rest of that line.
So first down and 10 for the Owls at the Brookville 16-yard line. It's been a Tommy Langdon show here on this drive. Logan Kohler in the motion. It's going to be a handoff to Logan, and he's going to be met in the backfield by a couple of Raiders. And he's going to, because of forward progress, he's going to lose 2 yards. It's going to break up a second down and 12 for the Owls.
I'll tell you what, Logan Kohler is a tough kid because he just got smoked in the backfield by two Brookville defenders and was stood up, had a lot of weight coming down on him. He popped right back up. Tough kid. But again, Brookville on that right-hand side, they are not being fooled by those end-arounds or anything like that that Bradford's throwing at them.
No, they're on it. So second and 12 for the Owls coming out under center, Giordano. We got Keenan Miller in the motion. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's going to be met by a couple of Raiders right in the backfield. We do have some laundry on the field. We'll have to wait and see what that is.
I think that initial Brookville defender that got into the backfield grabbed a handful of face mask on Tommy.
Can't do that.
I think.
I'm not allowed to do that.
I'm not allowed to think?
No, a handful of face mask.
Yep.
Good eyes, even for wearing glasses, brother.
I told you my glasses work. Not just for show.
Ryan the Benjamin Franklin, Mackey.
Might be uglier with them on somehow.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Your mom told me that you have a face for radio.
She's right. She's 100% right.
So it'll be second down and 8 for the Owls after the face mask. And they are at the Brookville 14-yard line. I think you got to want to keep feeding Mr. Langdon here.
Yeah, why not?
We got Keenan Miller in the motion, and it's going to be, Andrew Giordano trips over his feet. But hold on, that's going to be a touchdown. I fell for the deception. That's a walk-in touchdown by Tommy Langdon, and your Owls score. And not to be remiss, but our Togies touchdown sweepstakes winner, Diana Ray, you are a winner of the Togies touchdown sweepstakes. You are going to get a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. Diane Ray, congratulations. The Owls get on the board here in the second quarter. After a, 14-yard run by Tommy Langdon?
I believe so.
And I fell for it. I was not watching where the ball went.
I want to know if Andrew actually fell or if that was trickery.
Kick is up, and kick is good, and we're going to stay here. The Owls now down 20-7, so the Owls showing a little bit of life here early in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, they found something that was effective against Brookville. They just kept running the ball up the middle with Tommy. I think the deception works a little bit if you don't do it all the time, or the end rounds work if you don't do it all the time. But if Brookville feels like that's all you want to do or all you're capable of doing, then that makes those dives possible. But now that they know, they just scored off a 14-yard touchdown run up the middle, we need to keep an eye on that stuff. We can't just focus on these end rounds and trickeries and stuff that Bradford wants to do. So now that opens up Bradford's playbook just a little bit. Now I want to see Andrew Giordano's arm open up a little bit.
Yeah, I think you've earned that right now. Based off what you said, I think you do have the right, because now you got Brookville at least second guess in the defense.
Yeah.
So the Owls down 20-7 with 10 minutes, 11 seconds to go here in the first half, and it looks like we have a miscommunication. We were missing a couple players.
Keyshore's like, come on, let's go.
Let's go, brother. I got stuff to do. I got balls to kick.
That's right.
And here's the kick. And it's going to go drop at the 30, going to go out to 20, and it's going to go out of bounds right at the 18-yard line, which is going to be a penalty against the Owls. So Brookville will have decent field position starting out.
What do you think the plan was there?
I think to kick it away from Freeman.
Yeah, but Brookville has two returners set up out back. If you want to keep it away from Freeman, just kick the other guy.
There's no guarantee that he's not going to run over and call it.
That's a long run, buddy.
It is. So Brookville's going to have good field position at their 35-yard line, and we're going to see if they're going to stay to the wide receiver screens.
I would assume that they are going to. Hang on, ref's talking. What? Sorry, ref started talking. I don't know what the call was.
Kick out of bounds.
So
twin set. Twin set for Brookville. Here's a snap for Calgan. There's going to be a handoff right up the middle for Krug. He's going to try to find a hole. He's up past the 35, and he's going to go down at the 40-yard line, maybe at the 41, a 6-yard pickup for Krug.
Jacob Abers in the middle of that defense there, doing a good job of not allowing Krug to keep going. But, again, a lot of open space in the middle of that offensive line for Krug to run through. Bradford needs to figure out a way to close that off while not compromising their outside edge that they have to set in order to stop those off-tackle runs.
Twin set again for Brookville. Calgan waiting for the snap. It's going to be a handoff again. The Krug is going to find open seam out past the 50. Out to the 45. He's going to get brought down at the Owls' 43-yard line. So, looks like a pickup of 15 yards for Krug.
Krug does have quite a bit of explosiveness for a bigger running back. Not the fastest player that we've seen so far this year from the backfield. And probably and certainly not on an Aiden Bliss level. But he's a pretty good running back for what we've seen so far tonight. Very, very smart. Has very good ball carrier vision.
So Brookville driving on the Owls here at their 43-yard line. Twin set here. It's going to be a swing pass to the receiver who has a blocker, and he's going to get up past the 40 down to the 38-yard line of the Owls. It's going to pick up 6 yards. Would be a second down and 4 for Brookville.
Yeah, right back to that screen pass to the left-hand side there. Matt DeCasper comes over from his linebacker spot, does a good job making the tackle. But actually, it looks like he's lined up as a corner when he slides over as a corner. But DeCasper does a good job not falling for the – almost looks like an RPO.
Yeah.
But that, and that's the first time I think we've seen that, unless it's just a design play action.
Twin set for – Brookville, and here it's going to be a handoff to Krug. Again, right up the middle, he's going to finally not giving up a big run. He's going to pick up a yard, and it's going to be a third down and 4 for Brookville.
I'm trying to see who blew that play up. That's Matt DeCasper again with a great tackle in the open field where Krug has been eating them alive off that left-hand side, but Matt DeCasper does a great job of blowing that up from his line, from his cornerback spot.
So third and 4 for Brookville. Obviously, in your 4-down territory. Twin set. Bradford showing blitz. Went for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle again. He's going to find a seam. Krug is, and he's going to get out to, let's call it the 31-yard line. And it's good enough for a first down for Brookville.
Yeah, just, I mean, sticking to the formula for Brookville. Just off the left-hand side there for Krug. And seems like 1 minute Bradford's able to know it's coming and stuff right at the line of scrimmage or short gain, and other times they just allow it to pick up to 10, 12 yards. So something you have to talk about.
Yeah, and it looks like Bradford did call a timeout, so we are going to take a break, and we will be back shortly with Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Bradford just burnt their first timeout, trying to probably slow down the momentum of Brookville's offense. They might change something up here.
Yeah,
that's what that tells me.
Yeah, you would have to assume that they're discussing some sort of D defensive strategy here to stop. I mean, they're really only doing one or two things. So, I mean,
yeah, up the middle.
The dive was working, but they're mainly going off tackle or the screen side swing routes to the wide receivers.
So Brookville on the first and 10 at the Owls 31-yard line, coming out in a twin set formation, running back motions to the right of Calgon, and Bradford jumps off. Well, I think this might go against Brookville. I thought I saw a right guard move. I saw the right guard move because an Owl player hit him.
I thought maybe the left tackle moved because 56 for Bradford, Jeremy Pierce, he pointed immediately towards that left tackle, but ref didn't see it.
Brookville sticking to the same formation. Twin set. Calgon dropping back for the pass. Eight, number wide open, and he's going to walk in for a touchdown. That's going to go as a 26-yard touchdown pass from Calgon to Freeman. Or are they saying to Porter? Either way, to a Raider. And so Brookville is going to go take a 26-7 lead with 7:28 to go here in the first half.
Tell you what, that's exactly the play that we watched when we were walking in here getting ready for the show tonight, is that little go route to the wide receiver. It wasn't to Freeman during practice. It was to Dante Morey. But that's exactly the play that we saw, and almost the exact same result. Beautiful ball, beautiful catch, and it's tough.
Yeah, and it looks like, oh, that was a rushed extra point. So the kick's up, and it's good. So Brookville will take a 27-7 lead over Bradford. So if you're Bradford here on offense, what do you have to do? How do you mimic what you just did on that last drive?
Well, now you're assuming that Bradford just talked about some stuff defensively, right? I'm sure Brookfield's defense is now saying, hey, they just smoked us in the middle. Keep an eye on it, but don't let up what you know Bradford wants to do, and that's run to the outside or get Logan Kohler, Keenan Miller, those guys. Don't allow that those outside runs where they can get out in space to happen, but hunker down in the middle a little bit. Maybe pinch the defensive tackles. That way Tommy's kind of running into a brick wall there. That'd be my assumption. Is that's one way to stop it, is without sacrificing your outside, is to pinch your defensive tackles and force Tommy to have to bounce it outside where your faster corners and outside linebackers can get to him.
All right, so Brookville getting ready to kick off at their 40-yard line. We got Logan Kohler back deep to receive. He's going to be positioned at the 13-yard line.
If they'll kick off to him. They didn't last time.
Nope, and here it's going to be an outside kick attempt, and it's going to be recovered by Brookville. It's going to bounce off an Owl, and Brookville's going to recover it. And so they're going to have excellent field position at their own 49-yard line. So a little trickery here by Brookville to catch the Owls off guard. Although I'm going to say I don't think that was intended to be an onside kick. I think they were trying to squib it.
I think they were too, and Jacob Baines was not ready for it to be kicked at him. Hit him right in the shin, and unfortunately not able to recover in time. Did make a good effort to try to get it back, but was not quite fast enough to get to the ball in time.
No, your linemen are usually, if you're in that front line, you're not expecting the ball to come to you whatsoever.
No.
And you probably don't have the reaction time to try to get out of it.
Well, even if you do, are you really thinking in your head, like, hey, I got to get on this ball? Or
no chance.
You're probably like, what is this ball doing coming at me?
Bradford's on cover two now, cover two high. Brookville has trips to the left of the quarterback by the visiting side. We got a motion by the receiver who's going to make it a tight formation. Calgon ready for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff to Cougar at the middle, and he's going to toss it. He's going to get past the 50 out to the 40. The Owls 48-yard line. We'll pick up 3 yards. We'll bring up a second and 7.
Yeah, right there, that same type of dive play up the middle. But Tommy Langdon this time comes from his linebacker position and makes a great play in the open field, because if not, Crew might actually be gone, because Logan Kohler got sucked in. Actually got picked up on the block, and I think if Tommy's not there, I think Krug might have been housing that.
Trips left for Brookville, single receiver closest to us. Calgon ready for the snap. And he's going to drop back to pass for the swing pass to the receiver, and there's a lot of green grass up at the 45 to the 40 to the 35 to the 30 to the, looks like he's going to go out of bounds at the 22-yard line, so a big pickup of 20 yards for Brookville. Maybe 28 yards for Brookville.
Yeah, and right there, I mean, they throw those trips out to the left-hand side. They get two blockers on one, essentially. And then, I mean, the guy, whoever's covering that far left receiver, I think you got to be almost immediately just standing there waiting for that to happen. They haven't sent anybody on a go route yet. I think I'll just stand there and just hold your position.
Yeah, you have to. You have trips right here for Brookville now, moving the ball quickly out the Owls' 22-yard line. Calgon ready for the snap. It's going to be read option for the quarterback. He's going to make a shift, and he's going to be brought down. He's going to lose a couple yards. Good defense by the Owls to recognize the read option there, and he's going to lose 2 yards. We'll bring up a second and 12.
Yeah, that's Fabian Schirr coming in from his cornerback position. He was on number 5 out here for Brookville. Hayden Freeman, who caught the touchdown pass, and I think that would have been a risky play to leave him off the option, but ends up working out for him. But if I'm Fabian, I think I'm just staying right there unless they send him on that go route again. You got safety coverage now over the top. I think you just stick right on him.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So now we're going to get a bunch of formation trips left to the quarterback. Krug next to Calgon, waiting for the snap. And Calgon dropping back to pass, and it's going to be a screen to Krug, and he's going to get out past the 15. And that's where he's going to be brought down immediately by Logan Kohler. So a pickup of, we'll call it 8 yards. We'll bring up a third down and 3. We'll call it 9 yards, third and 3.
Yeah, so, I mean, Brookville right now, this whole game, they've just been running these quick, real quick hitters outside of that one deep ball to Freeman. But Bradford, if you're going to adjust, right now they have – Brookville lined up with 2 wide receivers to the left and 1 corner for Bradford over there.
Yeah, and for Calgon, you got to read that right now.
Yep.
And we're going to get approachment again by the Owls. So that's going to be enough for a first down for Brookville.
Now, let's see if anybody notices that there's 2 wide receivers over there that are on guard. That one's on guard right now.
They kind of blend in together, though, if you're staying on that. Well, the safety... Just noticed. So there we go. Now we got a guy in the coverage. But Brookville's doing an excellent job with the silent count, with the slap.
Yeah, he's on go. It's just 1 clap on 2. But it's after the clap. It's not clap and hike at the same time. It's clap, wait.
So twins formation for Brookville. And here's the snap. And it's going to be blown up right in the backfield. Going nowhere. It's going to lose yardage. It's going to back him up to, well, they're going to give forward progress, so it's going to be at the 13-yard line.
That's the young Lucas Wallace.
That is.
Blitz in the middle with a nice tackle, blowing that up in the middle. And Lucas is giving up some size to Krug there, so that's not an easy play for Lucas to make. So good job by Lucas.
So we second and goal, so they do end up losing 3 yards, so it'll be second and goal at the 13-yard line. And, yeah, if you want to play cover two, this is definitely the time to do it in the red zone. So we got a trips to the right, a receiver all the way to the far left. Here's a snap, dropping back for the pass, and it's going to be intercepted.
Oh, my
goodness. And I can't tell
who
has that. And down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Owls.
Is that? I can't tell the number.
Tommy Langdon with the pick 6. Deep. Brookville was driving deep into Alice territory, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if Krug got hit as he was throwing.
He did.
But that ball was just a duck up in the air. So good pressure by the Owls. Good time blitzed. And the Owls are going to score again here in the second quarter. Defensive interception. We're going to call that, we'll call that an 80-yard touchdown, interception return for a touchdown.
Why are people booing?
Oh, we got some booing.
I hear the crowd booing.
We'll wait to see what the referees have to say.
There's a discussion being had. Coach Puglio is coming over to talk to the official. Somebody get a little too hyped up.
Might have an unsportsmanlike. Got some mouths clapping, and Coach Puglio doesn't look too upset, so...
Here.
Oh, sideline interference on the defense. So Brookville got out into the sideline, came onto the field. Yep. One of the coaches, maybe a player. So touchdown good, obviously. So on for the extra point. The ref's going to blow the whistle again. I think we got to get the clock straightened out.
I think they're waiting for the officials to get in place.
There we go. Keeps a run for the extra point. Snaps good, kicks down, kick is up, and kick is good. So Bradford answering back. So Brookville with a 27-14 lead. The Owls coming and knocking. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a pick six, the rare pick six, 80 yards, Tommy Langdon with a date to the end zone. Extra point was good. Brookville 27, Bradford 14. I think the Owls are back into this one, Mr. Ryan Mackey.
Yeah, I mean, you're only down 13 with 3:54 left in the half. I mean, now you got a lot of positive momentum. A pick six does a lot.
Yeah, it
and
does.
I mean a lot for your morale as a team, your momentum, your confidence. Like, it does a lot, especially when you got that much pressure on a quarterback after not getting any all game. And now you get pressure and you force a pick six. I mean, you can't ask for a better momentum swing than that.
No, and so, look how hyped up the sideline is now. If you could read body language, it would have been non-existent early on. But now the Owls are getting hyped up. Still some work to do. Here's going to be the kick, and it's going to be recovered.
Oh,
and
oh!
Owls are going to recover at the 25-yard line after it hits off of Brookville defender. So the Owls are going to take over at the 26-yard line. What is happening?
That was a beautiful kick by Caden Keyshore. An absolutely beautiful kick. You could not, I was just saying, you couldn't draw it up any better. You cannot draw that kick up any better. If that's what your game plan was to recover that kick, because Keyshore gets the top of that ball, it goes end over end, and a very fast rotation, and completely unable to be fielded by Brookville. Hits one of their return men, and Bradford recovers it. Could not have drawn it up any better.
They just paid it back for what Brookville 100%. Did to them. So yep. Bradford with an excellent field position at the Brookville 26-yard line. I'm starting to sweat up here with how jacked up I'm getting about this game. So wing T formation for the Owls. And we're going to go early.
Kills it a little bit.
Does kill it a little bit. It's going to back them up 5 yards after the false start. So it's going to push them back to the 31-yard line.
Now, I'm not – if I'm – Giordano or anybody, I'm not saying anything to them.
Nope.
For that, because that's just them wanting to get out there and hit somebody again. They're ready
to
play.
To go. Oh, yeah.
So I don't think I say anything there. I think I just, hey, I'm one-on-one, ready, break, and just we're just right back to normal.
You gotta have short-term memory loss.
Yep, I wouldn't even mention it.
So back to the 31 now. First and 15 for the Owls. Wing T formation for the Owls. We got Logan Kohler in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Logan. He's going to try to set the edge. He's, again, I fell for it again. And the play is going to be blown up. He's going to pick up. Looks like he's going to lose 3 yards. It's going to be second down and 18. So they're fooling me up here.
Yeah, because you're so used to having Logan receive that ball there. But, again, Brookville's got some grown men in there. If you don't get – I don't know what number that is right there. That's a nose tackle right now for Brookville. I think it's 76 for Brookville, but he...
That's a man.
That's a 30-year-old man. I'm pretty sure.
He has two kids and a wife at home. So at the 35-yard line, Giordano stepping back to pass, and here's the pass. It's going to go to Logan Kohler at the 33-yard line. He's going to get brought down right around the 31-yard line, so the Owls are going to get some of that yardage back and make it a third and 15.
Yeah, Kohler runs a really good out route. Kohler, really good route runner in general, to be honest with you. Just doesn't get a lot of opportunities to show it. But good out route there. Would just like to see that ball get a little bit more out in front of him so that way Kohler can really turn on the jets to get upfield. But unfortunately, it's a little bit behind him. Kohler has to slow down just a little bit to catch the ball. But Giordano will get that the more he gets trusted to throw the ball a little bit more.
So third and 15 at the Brookville 32-yard line. Giordano dropping back the pass, going for Broke, and he's going to throw an interception. And a lot of green grass for Brookville. He has one man to beat. He's at the 50, at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown, Brookville. And that's going to be, what are we going to call that, a 74-yard pick six. So literally going blow for blow here, running the same situations happening, Mr. Mackey.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what kills any momentum that you just had is you're a pick six of Brookville. And if you're Andrew, I just don't like that. I don't like that play call that they run a lot for that. Just that one route ran.
But they
route.
Had two receivers in the area. Brookville's on for the extra point. You can't have two receivers in the same area. And here's the snap. Maybe. Snap's good. Snap's down. Kick is up. And kick is good. So Brookville is going to take a 34-14 lead with 2 minutes and 48 seconds. And again, I want to say congratulations to our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner, Diana Ray, because the Owls did score twice here. You, my friend, have gotten a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant because the Owls did score here in the second quarter, not once, but twice. So now if your Owls...
I think you should get two.
I think so, too. Because it did twice.
Yeah.
That's math. 1 + 1 equals...
Three.
So, Ryan, how do you get the momentum back after something devastating like that happened? What do you got to do?
First of all, if I'm Coach Puglio or whoever is talking, whoever has the best relationship with Andrew Giordano, I'm talking to him and I'm saying, hey, you need to move on from that. Have short-term memory and just have confidence when you're throwing the ball. He needs to see the field a little bit better. He needs to pick his battles a little bit more, because we've seen that a little too often where he's thrown into a position where he's just not sure where to go with the ball. And I think the offense needs to make it a little bit easier on him in terms of giving him more options to choose from.
Right. So here's a kick by Brookville. Kicks up, and it's going to be a squib kick again to the lineman. Can't see who that was. I think that was to...
That was Braylon Austin.
Braylon Austin. So he's going to recover the kick at their own 43-yard line. So that's where the Owls will take over.
So, Cam, going back to that pick six for Brookville, did you happen to catch who it was that had that interception?
It had a one. It was a teen number.
A one teen number.
Yep.
14, 17, 18?
17 sounds about right.
Palin Lindermuth?
Yep. That's who it was.
He's a long snapper. He's a freshman long snapper.
Right. Was not him.
I think it was Dante Morey, number 14.
Dante Morey was the one. Wing T for the Owls at their own 43-yard line, and here it's going to be a handoff to Logan Kohler this time for real. He's going to break a tackle. He's out. Well, he just stretched it. He didn't pick up no yards, but he ran about 30 yards to pick up no gain.
Yeah, and right there, the outside is open, but again, if you want that play to work, Bradford has to set the edge with their wide receivers and their tight ends, and Logan Kohler is limping, and that is not good for Bradford's offense.
No, Logan Kohler's down. I think someone landed on his ankle. So we'll wait to see. We got trainers running out to the field. Players are taking a knee. We are going to take a break while they tend to Logan. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Logan is walking off the field on his own accord with a limp. Hopefully everything's okay. I think he just got it rolled up a little bit. I think some tape can probably fix that up.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll see. Bradford needs him out there for sure. They can't afford to lose Logan Kohler, who is by far, when you look at all-purpose yards, he's by far their most effective player. I think he doubles up everybody in terms of all-purpose yards. So he is a very critical part of this offense if Bradford wants to climb back into this game. So losing him for any extended period of time is a huge blow for Bradford's offense.
Well,
and defense.
Yeah. Well, other players have to step up now. I think the next man up mentality, you have to have that. So it's going to be a second down and 10 for the Owls at their own 43-yard line. And now we got a whistle. It's going to be an official timeout. Oh, Brookville's going to call a timeout. Yep. So, yeah, it's probably a tactic here to try to see where we're at with Lug. But helmets off. I think we may have had – you didn't really have time to game plan around expecting Logan to be out. So now you have to move things around, players around, or you have to – whoever that is filling in that position for Logan, you have to get them acclimated pretty quickly as to what they're doing, because Logan is a big part of that game plan for the Owls. So now next man up, who is that next man that's going to fill in for Logan?
Well, I was looking to see when they were jogging off. I was looking to see if there's anybody extra that was out on the field that typically isn't out there in these type of situations. You had 31 Keenan Miller out there, number 10 Colton Miller out there, and both of them kind of intertwine. I think Keenan's probably the one that gets in there a little bit more often than Colton.
Well, Keenan recently took over, I believe, starting running back duties over Fabian.
Yeah, Fabian had.
So I think Keenan now is that starter at running back.
Well, and I think the Brookville timeout might have been to see who came in for Logan Kohler to say, hey, watch for this or whoever.
Which I can't tell who it is, who Logan's replacement is out there right now. But the Owls are going to stick to their wing tee. We got 20 in the motion. And it's going to be a keeper by Andrew Giordano, who's got some open space out past the 50, out past the 45, and he's going to get brought down at the 40-yard line. Big keeper for Andrew Giordano, and that's going to be good enough for an Owls first down.
There you go. I like that one better.
You like that?
Giordano with a really good keeper there on the left-hand side there. Full the defense. And, by the way, it's number 20, Max Gow, the freshman.
Freshman Max
Gow. That has
Gow.
Now come in for Logan Kohler for Bradford. So Andrew Giordano does have some wheels. And I will say, Brookville's even very aggressive towards that football. They really want that football to come out.
They really do. So just under 2 minutes now with Brookville holding a 34-14 lead. Bradford driving now into Raider territory. We got motion by Gowan. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon up the middle, and he's going to pick up 3 yards. He's going to get out to the 37-yard line. We'll bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Owls.
Yeah, so back to Tommy Langdon up the middle to the right-hand side for Bradford. And I mean, 3 yards, the old adage of football is if you get 3 or 4 yards of carry, you're in pretty good shape. Either brings it down to 4th and 1, or you get a first down on your 3rd carry. So I'm fine with that as long as they keep feeding Tommy a little bit up the middle here.
Motion by Gow, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy again right at the middle. Brookville not falling for it, but Tommy able to shake a couple tackles, and he's met by a giant Brookville player, can't tell. He's going to pick up 7 yards. Nah, we'll call it 6. He's going to bring up a 3rd and short, but that was a grown man who just met Tommy Langdon.
That's Josiah Balzer for Brookville, number 68. And he looked like he came down from the secondary. But the angle that he brought, angle that he came down on Tommy, it looked like he
looked like
came
he was playing safety. How big is he? Does it say in your chart?
No, Brookville does not list their height and weights for their team, but I'm going to guess. I mean, he's from up here. He looks to be at least 6'4".
6'4",
he's probably
about
pushing
280.
280, yeah.
Playing safety. Can you imagine? What a game plan.
I mean,
why not? So
he's moving pretty good for a big guy.
Yeah, so we have a timeout on the field. There's 1 minute and 1 second to go here in the first half. Brookville holding a 34-14 lead. I'd give you guys scores around the league, but we are the only teams playing tonight, so you won't get scores around District 9. You are going to have to follow up with that yourself tomorrow night if you are curious about what's going on around the league.
Yeah, right. And going back to our game last week, this is about the time that we saw a nice little wheel route to Logan Kohler, but he is no longer in the game. So,
We are going to get a penalty flag for illegal motion. Play's blown up. Two running backs, which I believe is Gal and Keenan Miller, in motion at the same time. So miscommunication, you're going to have that, obviously, with a freshman like Max Gal coming into the game. So
sophomore and a freshman with those two respectively, you're kind of expecting some underclassmen hiccups there.
Yep.
But Andrew Giordano's talking to both of them right now. I think they kind of know now. I'm sure they have, when they call their plays, when Giordano calls his plays, that the play calls, they all speak in code, right?
Yep.
So if you don't hear your position or whatever going in motion, then you gotta be mindful of where you're at in the field.
So it'll be a 3rd and 6 now for the Owls after the penalty flag, and Giordano going to drop back to pass, and he's got one man on his mind, and that's Braylon Austin, and it's going to be incomplete. It's going to float over his head about 5 yards, so it's going to fall incomplete, taking a shot at the end zone. So 4th and 6 for the Owls with 45 seconds to go. You're in a tough situation here, because do you go for it and give up the field position, or you try to punt it and just pin Brookville deep?
I mean, the ball's at, what, the 30?
You're at the 36. Yeah.
No, I think you go for it here. You're down 20 with 45 seconds left. I like the aggressive shot to Braylon Austin in the end zone, but I think Giordano rushes that throw a little bit. I think he had some time in the pocket to wait. Or, to be honest, from up here, it looked like he had a lot of space to the left-hand side to take off and run with it if he wanted to. So Giordano's just got to be a little bit more patient.
Bradford going for it, and here's a snap. Giordano stepping back to pass, looking for Braylon Austin again. I think he's going to take off, see some open space, and he's going to get down to the 30-yard line. And that's going to be, they're going to mark him at the 29, so that's going to be good enough for an Owls first down.
Yes, sir. And see, right there, I mean, Giordano rolls out to his left-hand side just a little bit, sees some open grass, and decides to tuck it and run. I think that's a smart play. He did get pushed forward a little bit from a Brookville defender, but I think in general that's the right play for Giordano to make there.
I think you let too much time go out the clock here before they called a timeout. Bradford did. You just wasted about 9 seconds.
Oh, their players came off. I thought they called it right away.
No.
They wasted about five, six seconds off the clock there.
A little too much time. But with that being said, Andrew Giordano kind of picking up where Logan Kohler left off and putting the offense on his back, which is what you want your quarterback to do.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to lean on him a little bit more than you probably game plan to, but – I mean, he's a senior quarterback. That's kind of the role that you are expected to play. And once your most explosive playmaker comes out, then now you got to be the leader and step up and make some plays with your feet. And that's what we're seeing Giordano do. Giordano is one of those players that I think he's got talent. I think he just needs to be more patient and more understanding of. I think he gets too antsy sometimes. I think he sees some things, and then he just wants to hurry up and get it done, as opposed to just being a little bit more patient with it.
So the Owls at the 29-yard line, 30 seconds to go here in the first half. And here's a snap. Giordano dropping back to pass, looking for Austin. Got some pressure in the backfield, and he's going to sneak the ball into there to
Caden Keyshore. He's going to be holding on number 55.
Yeah, so that's what I saw. I saw the holding penalty.
Yep. It's going to be Braylon Little on that right-hand side of the offensive line.
I couldn't get a word out. I tried. That was me trying to get a word out. I was trying to think of the word sneak.
Fart?
Yeah, big brain fart. So it's going to back him up. Looks like they're going to mark it at the 35-yard line. So now you got 25 seconds to go. We first down and 16 for the Owls at their own 35 at the Brookville 35-yard line. So now you got to start. You got to get chunk plays.
You got to back to the 39.
And the Owls have, I believe, one more. No, they're out of timeout. So you have to go for out of bounds shots. So they're gonna go twin set formation. The Owls are Giordano playing out of the shotgun formation. And here's the snap, and he's going to drop back the pass, and he's going to take the long shot and has a man, and that's going to be a beautiful pass, and that's going to be caught.
That's Logan Kohler back in the game.
Logan Kohler back in the game with a big-time catch, and you have time to reset the clock for the chains to set, and he's going to get brought down at the 5-yard line, so big-time completion, 35-yard pass and catch from Giordano to Kohler, and here's the snap. Gio's taking off, and he's going to shovel pass to Tommy Langdon, who's looking for a lane, and he's going to get brought down just short, right at the 3-yard line. And that's going to do it for the first half. That was so close. So Brookville, going into the half, will take a 34-14 lead over your Bradford Owls. What a crazy first half, Ryan.
Oh, I mean, especially at the end there. Right? That was the last 5 or 6 minutes of game time was full of action.
Was. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a break, and then we are going to be back with the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show again. The Owls down 34-14 to the Brookville Raiders. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car. And the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Ryan Mackey, this is the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And what an entertaining first half that we saw of football. Brookville does lead your Owls 34-14, but the score is not vindictive of what we saw here in the first half. I think we saw some highs, we saw some lows, peaks and valleys. A lot of fun, what I would call entertaining football. What did you see out here in this first half?
Oh, honestly, I mean, I saw a lot of, a little bit of everything, to be honest with you. I mean, we saw Andrew Giordano get a chance to open his arm up a little bit, got some throws in. Tommy Langdon run tough up the middle. Saw Logan Kohler go down, and then our offense actually does a good job without him there for a minute, and then he comes back in, catches a deep ball to put us in a really good position to score right before half. And, I mean, if it wasn't for getting tackled at probably the one-yard line, Tommy Langdon scores a touchdown at the end of the half, and that makes a score at least 20-34, and you're looking at it from a whole different lens at that point. So, I mean, a really competitive game back and forth. Al's made a couple mistakes. The pick six hurts a lot, but at the same time, they've done a lot of really good things. Tommy Langdon had his own pick six. Logan Cord doing a good job with kick returns, getting the ball in good position. Bradford's just got to take advantage of those positions that they get in instead of having the pick sixes or going three and out or something like that. They just got to find a way to have the offense consistently moving the ball.
It's just been back and forth, and I think like it really has been a difference of who has the momentum, because there's been massive momentum changes. Like, it hasn't been a defensive battle. It's been who has the momentum, because you saw Brookville come out. They punched Bradford right in the mouth.
Yep.
Two drives in a row. And then Bradford responded. They get a touchdown. And then Brookville comes out, gets the onside kick. They score a touchdown. Oh, no. Ball's gone. And then guess what? Pick six by Tommy Langdon. And they're back into the game. And then Brookville answers again. And then we almost answer here at the first half, just to reiterate what you were saying. So, yeah, it has been a lot of back and forth. I know the score doesn't reflect that. I know it shows that we're down by 20. But like you said, this could easily be a two-score game right now. And I want to tell you guys how we got to the score of Brookville 34, Bradford 14. So it started out first quarter. We had a 30-yard touchdown pass from Colgan to Freeman. Extra point was good. Made it 7-0. And then Bradford went three and out. Colgan again to his running back, Krug, of a 16-yard pass. Kick was up and good. That made it 14-0. And then Krug had a 60-yard punt return for a touchdown. The kick was blocked. That made the score 20-0. And then this is where Bradford rattled off two straight touchdowns. Bradford in the second quarter had a 14-yard touchdown run by Tommy Langdon. Extra point was up and good. And then you had, Colgan to Freeman was the other touchdown. That was a 26-yard pass. Extra point was good, 27-7. And then you had Tommy Langdon with an 80-yard interception return for a touchdown. Kick was up and good, 27-14. And then Brookville said, I want to pick six. So Maury had a 74-yard interception return for a touchdown. The kick was up and good. And that's how we got to 34-14. Mr. Ryan Mackey, do you have some stats for us?
I do. And, I mean, it's pretty even across the board in terms of your offensive leaders. But right now, Tommy Langdon with 52 yards rushing on five carries and a touchdown. Logan Kohler, five carries for 18 yards. He's kind of had a hard time getting to the outside like he typically does, which helps boost his stats a little bit. Andrew Giordano, the back half of that first half, gets some rushing yardage, gets up to 12 yards on three carries. And then Giordano, again, opened the ball up just a little bit, has 41 yards passing, 38 of them to Logan Kohler. That long pass to set us up inside the 10-yard line right before half to potentially set up a score. And defensively, I mean, Tommy Langdon's got three tackles with a pick six. Logan Kohler leading the way coming down from a safety spot with six tackles. And I think if you're Bradford, switching to that cover two coverage has helped stop those screen plays as much for Brookville. But now you got to figure out a way to both stop those screen passes and stop the outside runs for Mr. Krug for Brookville.
Let me tell you about cover two. And let me tell you why this is good defense for the Owls right now. So cover two, when you're playing the cover two zone, which you're too high safety, right?
Yep.
Got big coverage there. Mm-hmm. That opens up the middle of the field for slants and all that, quick hitting passes, right? What Brookville's not doing is that. And they are thrown right to the zone because you got the cornerback and then you have that safety playing that bubble, right? So you're thrown into that right there. So you're not utilizing the middle, and that's where Bradford's going to benefit. But this is where Bradford's also getting eaten up because they can't stop Krug up the middle. So if he gets to that next level, you're going to see big gain. So you have to make sure that you're stopping him at the line of scrimmage. But it all starts with winning at the line of scrimmage, and we've seen that that's something that the Owls have struggled with here in this first half of the season is winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. I think it's super important to do that.
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely won in spurts. They just got to do it consistently. And I think if they do that, like we saw Lucas Wallace come up from a linebacker position and make a great stop in the backfield. And I think you might have to dial up some of those linebacker blitzes to help kind of offset that middle where you're lacking at, like you said in the cover two, because then you have the extra defender that's coming in and not allowing them to get past the line of scrimmage and get out in the open space like Krug has pretty consistently.
And the tough thing is here, and this is where Bradford has struggled again, is they're not filling in their gaps, the correct gaps. So if you do dial up a blitz, like you got to make sure that your guys are hitting the right gaps.
Right.
Because if you get two guys in the one gap, you already know that that's trouble because you got your five gaps. You know that's trouble. You know that you're leaving one gap wide open, and any smart running back who has a little bit of patience in the backfield but runs downhill, I know that doesn't make sense, but think of Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
They're going to eat you alive. So you got to be careful, and you got to make sure that your linebackers are filling in on the correct gaps. It's super important that you're doing that.
Yeah, and I also think from the cornerback perspective too, like we were saying earlier, I think if I'm Coach Puglio, I think I'm telling those corners that I'm okay giving up the go route because we know that we have safety coverage over the top. And Brookville has gone to that play twice. They're incomplete on one, completed the other one for a touchdown, but that was before they switched to the cover two. So now you have two safety help over top. Your cornerbacks are fast enough to where if they do run that screen route and you're just staying in your initial coverage area, I think if you just stay there, they can break down and tackle as long as we don't have a situation where we had two wide receivers and one of them was uncovered and then you have a wide open touchdown if they were to run that play. But as long as we're smart on defense, I think Bradford has a puncher's chance to come back into this game. But we gotta be consistent on offense in order to make this a closer game. And like you said, I don't want to take anything away from Bradford because this game, live in action, is much closer than the 34-14 score, in my opinion. I don't think Brookville is outplaying them by 20 points. I really don't. So I think Bradford has an opportunity to come back into this game with the adjustments that they've already made and
to win the game. I think they have an opportunity to win the game. And what we're going to do, Ryan, is we're going to take a break for this during the CJ Wallace Engineering halftime show. And when we come back, we'll talk about some candidates who we have for the Love Toyota Collision of the Game and the Model TN MVP Player of the Game. So we will be right back. Bradford down 34-14. Don't go nowhere because I think this game's going to get a lot more interesting. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach Alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI's.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is your C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And as the Owls come out, they get their kinetic stretching done. Shout out Jeff Uvino, who taught me how to do that and what that meant, actually. So shout out to Jeff, who is a big beat writer up in Erie. The Owls, like I said, down 34-14. No cause of panic yet because this is, for me, this is like a Big 12 football game. It's anyone's game right now. I just think the Owls just have to have a few things go in their direction. But, Ryan, who do you have in mind right now for your Love Toyota collision of the game?
Right now, for me, it's still Tommy Langton on that wonderful block that he put on for Logan Clore at the beginning of the first half there. And also, Tommy right now is the very clear front runner to me for the MVP as well, because he has that 80-yard pick six and a rushing touchdown to top it all off too. So right now, Tommy might be double dipping here tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I think I can't find any reason to argue with you. I think it's been the Tommy Langdon show tonight. And also, folks, this Saturday at 4:15 live on WESB is the 45th Autumn Classic Marching Band Competition here at Parkway Field, and obviously we're going to be live for that, WESB, that is, for that. And that's always a big thing here in Bradford. I love it. Gets a lot of the local schools' bands here. Big competition. They duke it out with their trombones and their baritones and clarinets, drums, the percussion. That's a whole thing. Good food, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're just – our marching band was just out here doing a wonderful job at halftime. They put on like a little – almost like a little theatric performance out here. They had some actors out there, actors and actresses out there doing their scenes and stuff like that. At first, I thought they were actually fighting out there, and then I realized that it was just a big production out there.
I have breaking news. The Owls Marching Owls routine is actually Danger Zone, Top Gun theme. So that's what they're going to be going with. So I'm pretty – that's what we saw, and that would explain it.
Can't go wrong with Danger Zone.
No, you can't. Cannot go wrong with it. I love Top Gun. I do think Top Gun 2, the new one that came out, I think that's the better movie. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for that, but I think that's the better Top Gun movie.
You want some other breaking news?
Yep.
Haven't seen the second one.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not.
That's a disgrace to humanity.
I saw the first
one. You're disgusting.
One. I love
You're
the first
disgusting.
Movie. Have not had the... Haven't had... Now that I can't say I haven't had the chance. I've had multiple opportunities to watch multiple movies, but that just hasn't been on my watching radar.
You disgust me. I don't even know what to say to you right now. One of the greatest movies of all time, and you haven't even watched it?
Well, I highly doubt that is on many people's top movies of all time.
I disagree. I think it's on at least 99% of people's top five, Top Gun 2. But much like Tom Cruise, we need the Owls to cruise into some touchdowns pretty quickly so we can kind of make that score not look as bad as what it looks.
Right, Tommy Langdon needs a goose.
Goose, yeah.
He needs a goose to help bring Bradford back into this game. And like we said, I if you're just joining us, this 34-14 score is not indicative of how this game has gone, in my honest opinion. So Bradford, I think, needs to come out, stay aggressive. Their defense needs to make some slight adjustments to stop that Brookville offense from doing what they're doing in the first half. And if Mr. Giordano can eliminate the mistakes he made, they have that big pick six. And if he just plays a little bit smarter, and then Tommy gets a running mate to come along with him, because Logan Clore to the outside hasn't really been there yet. If he can get somebody to come along with him, because he's having a really great game individually, I think Bradford gives himself a really good chance to get themselves back into this game, if not win it.
Yeah, if you get both guys going at the same time, that smells danger. But Greg Pavona, you are our third quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Greg, if the Owls score here in the third quarter, you, my friend, are going to win a free value pack meal to Toji's Family Restaurant. And if they don't score, Greg, no worries. You're still a winner in our eyes. You're still going to get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. And the best way to enter, and the only way to enter, is to visit Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. That's the only way to do it. So if you want your name called out and you want to win some free food, that's how you got to do it. It's on East Main Street.
Do you just walk in?
You just walk in, order some food, be respectful, get some chicken tenders.
I'm pretty sure you got to fill out something.
There's a sheet that you have to fill out, yeah. You got to put your name on it, your phone number, all that jazz, so we can contact you to let you know that you have won. And you also should be tuning in every Friday night, with the exception of tonight, to know if you are a contestant or not. So,
I wonder if it would be a conflict of interest if I were to throw my name in the hat.
I wouldn't. But I think everyone else outside of me and you should throw their name into the hat. Because I would pay double at Toji's. Because, like I said, it's that gravy that gets me. It's that gravy. I'm a slob when it comes to the gravy.
Cam's kryptonite is...
It really is. You bring Toji's gravy around me. It's game over. So we're getting ready for the third quarter. None of the teams have taken the field yet. It looks like we have a visual standoff sideline to sideline. I'm not kidding. Does it not look like that?
It kind of does. Kind of looks like a scene from Warriors where they're just standing off looking at each other. Somebody's going to start snapping their fingers here in a second.
Brookville took the field first.
They blinked.
They blinked. You never want to blink first. So Logan Kohler is going to get back deep to receive for the Owls. He's going to line up right around the 17-yard line. And I think, is that Max Gow next to him?
Yep.
So Max Gow is going to be next to him. And then we have Lucas Wallace as our middleman. He's going to be your wedge guy, basically.
Lucas Wallace is like, he thinks he should be back where Max Gow is.
He's not happy about it.
I will say Bradford did change up their line, their lineup
yep.
for their front line of their kick return team.
All right. Third quarter starting. Here's the kick, and it's up, and it's going to go right to
Mr. Gow.
He's going to take it as on 10. He's at the 20, 25, out to the 30, out to the 35, and he's going to be brought down. Oh, still moving. He's going to get pushed out to the 42-yard line. So excellent teamwork there by the Owls, getting the big pile and pushing Max to pick up. That's about a 32-yard kick return for Max Gow.
Yeah, and Max Gow is not a very big kid, but does exactly what you're supposed to do when you're running a situation like that. Keep your legs pumping, get low. Kick return team comes up from behind him and helps him push for a little extra, I'd say three, four, five yards or so. And now Bradford in an excellent position to start the second half.
Yeah, right at their own 42-yard line is where they end up marking him. So first and 10, that's where the Owls will take over at their own 42-yard line. You got to play with a little bit of urgency, not too much. Giordano's going to come out of shotgun. Waiting for the snap, and here's the snap. He's going to keep it. He's going to go stretch to the right. He's up past the 40 to the 45-yard line is where he'll go out of bounds. He'll pick up a couple yards. We'll bring up a second down and 8 for the Owls.
Yeah, I believe that's one of the first times we've seen a design run for Andrew Giordano. He's picked up most of his yardage from scrambling, but I think I don't mind that because it changes the defense's mindset just a little bit to show that Andrew will have some design runs here in the second half. So I think the more playmakers that Bradford offense can get their hands on, that makes it a lot tougher for Brookville's defense to really focus in on one guy.
Certainly. Certainly, certainly. So second down and 8 for the Owls. And here's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langer at the middle. And Brookville not fooled by that. Tommy's going to lose a couple yards. He's going to back him up. Looks like he's going to lose the yards. So it'll be a third down and 9 for the Owls coming out of the halftime.
Yeah, right back to Tommy Langdon up the middle there. And big number 68 for Brookville getting in there right away. And I don't think too many people are getting away from him if he gets his big bear paws on him. Because he's a big boy.
Looks like they gave him sauerkraut and pork at halftime.
I mean, that's a terrible halftime meal, but I agree that.
Not for the big guys, it's not. So third down and 9 for the Owls. Coming out of wing T, Andrew Giordano under center. Look, we got motion by Keenan Miller, and it's going to be rolling out to his left, and Giordano's going to throw the ball up to Logan Kohler, and a lot of miscommunication there. It's going to fall incomplete. Logan Kohler wide open, too, coming out of the backfield. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and 9, and it looks like we're going to see the punt team for the Owls.
Yeah, right there. I mean, Logan Kohler is wide open with Andrew Giordano rolling off to the left. And that right there is a perfect example of him just seeing that, I think, getting over anxious. I think he just needs to set his feet there and make a good throw. I think Logan Kohler probably scores off of that. He's wide open on the left-hand side of our side.
That's literally all you have to do is set your feet right there. If you set your feet, you're getting an accurate throw. So we got some Owls coming in late for the punt formation. It's going to be Lucas Wallace, the punter for the Owls, and he's going to be at his own 34-yard line. And he's going to roll to the right, and here's the kick. Almost blocked, but he gets it off. And that's going to end up not being a great punt. That's going to go out of bounds at the Brookville 44-yard line. So that's where Brookville will take over. And now you need to stop, because I think you have to score off that first drive.
Yep.
And you can't let a score happen, because you let a score happen here, you're talking, oh boy, that's 41-14. That's a mountain to come back from.
Yeah. And right, and going back to that pass play, Jordan's under no pressure whatsoever. He just sets his feet. It's a touchdown for Bradford, and we start off really hot.
Uh-oh.
Should be a false start by number 8 for Brookville.
So it's going to be a false start. So that's going to back him up 5 yards. So that's going to put the Raiders at their own 40.
Wait, hold up. They call false start, move the ball up 5 yards.
Yeah, I think they got it wrong.
They did. Okay.
So that's going to back him up to their 37-yard line, maybe 38-yard line. So it'll be first down and 15 for the Owls now.
So there's a positive swing for Bradford.
So first and 15 for Brookville. They're going to show up in a trips formation. Wide receiver to the far side of the field. Running back to the right of Brookville quarterback, Calgan. We got a bunch formation here for Brookville.
So you don't like this. They got 3 wide receivers to the right and 2 corners.
They got the safety shadowing over top. Waiting for the snap. And here it is, and it's going to be a bubble pass, and it's going to fall incomplete. So it's going to bring up a second down and 15 for Brookville.
So good job by number 9, I believe that's Matt DeCasper, and number 2, Fabian Shirk, both got off their block really quickly, or else that's probably a first down for Brookville. But really good job by those two to get off their blocks and disrupt that pass play.
So it'll be a second down and 15 for Brookville at their 38-yard line. Chips formation again. Calgary ready for the snap. Nunes fold. It's going to be a handoff to Krug right up the middle, and he finds a little seam. He's out past the 45, close to the 48-yard line. So he's going to pick up almost 10 yards. It's going to bring up a third down and about 6 to go.
Yeah, unfortunate there for Bradford, because number 55, Braylon Little, gets into the backfield, but gets kind of fooled by the handoff. I know it's an option. I'm pretty sure that's an option play for Colgan there. But if Braylon Little just keeps running, I think he tackles Krug down in the backfield. So Braylon Little just got to be a little bit more aware of what's happening.
Brookville speeding it up. We got trips again to the right. Calgan ready for the snap, and it's going to be a handoff again right at the middle. And Bradford blows that play up, and they're going to lose 5 yards. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and a long 9. And I think we're going to see Brookville's punt team come out. So excellent stand by the Owls here.
Yeah, again, Lucas Wallace coming up out of his linebacker spot, blowing that play up in the middle of the field. Good play call defensively for Bradford, and good tackle by Lucas Wallace to get low and make a solid tackle.
So Brookville getting ready with the punt. They're showing motion. And here's a snap, and it's going to be rolling out, and that's a high punt, not a good punt. Waiting for the fair catch, Logan Kohler does, and he's going to receive it at his 34-yard line. And we got a penalty flag because Logan Kohler got bumped on the return. So we're going to wait to see what they officially call it, but I think it's going to be returner or kick catcher interference.
Yeah, it's going to be on number 2 for Brookville, Parker Calgren, who ran into Logan, and he was trying to make that fair catch there. Logan said it right away. Calgren does not agree with it, but I 100%
agree. Yeah, he hit him. So the refs are having a meeting. We're going to find out what the yardage is. Again, he received that at the 34-yard line. And they're going to ask, do you want to re-kick it or do you want to keep the field position?
Logan Kohler is a returner. And your offense stalling out in that first drive. Maybe have him re-kick it.
You might want to.
Put it in your most explosive playmaker's hands.
Here we go. So they're going to take the penalty yards. So that's going to move them up close to midfield. Right at the 49-yard line, it looks like, is where they're going to spot the ball. So excellent field position for the Owls starting out.
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I don't know if I wholly agree with that, but it also puts you in a really good field position to start without having to risk anything.
So here's a snap and a lot of misdirection, and Giordano's is going to shovel the pass, the ball out, and it's better probably just instead of risking that, he's all the way back at the 40-yard line, 39-yard line, and shovel passes as he's going down. Does salvage maybe a yard, but you got to keep that because that can go bad real quick.
That was a very sloppy play to start this drive. I mean, you had like at least three guys in the backfield that thought they were getting the ball right there, and they're all just kind of running into each other. Giordano doesn't really have a choice but to keep it. Tries to make something out of nothing, but like you said, that play could very easily get batted down by a defender.
Or pick six to the house.
Yeah, or very easily picked off. So Giordano probably is better off just taking the sack there and living to fight another down.
So the Bradford's now going to have a second down and 19 at their own 40-yard line after the 10-yard loss. And here we're going to get a handoff to Tommy Langdon, who's got a seam. Breaks these up past the 50, out to the 45, out to the 40, and he's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line. So big tackle for loss, no problem. Tommy Langdon, he's going to pick up 24 yards off the carry.
Yeah, really good job by Tommy Langdon. Really good vision. Saw a hole, made a couple guys miss, made a good cut. And credit to the Owls offensive line there. Did a really good job of just pushing back that defensive line, even though they're clearly lacking in size here. Good job getting off the ball immediately and creating a big hole for Tommy Langdon to run through.
So first down and 10 at Brookville's 36-yard line. The Owls are in business. Giordano under center. We got Keenan Miller into motion. Here's going to be a handoff again to Tommy Langdon. He's out past the 35 to the 30 to the 20. And that's where he's going to go down at the 20-yard line. So, again, looks like a pickup of 17 yards for Tommy. So Tommy Langdon is cooking right now. And I think he's close to the 100-yard mark.
I have him marked for 8 rushes for 92 yards right now. So, yeah, very close to the that 100-yard mark. And he's running hard. I will give credit to number 3 for Brookville here, Sam Krug. Really good tackle in the open field on Tommy Langdon. Because if he misses that tackle, he went really low. So if Tommy were to think about it and hurdle him, because he dove immediately at his feet, he wasn't even trying to go at his waist, he scored a touchdown there.
So first and 10 at the Brookville 20-yard line. Owls moving the ball down the field. We got motion by Keenan Miller, and here's going to be another handoff to Tommy. Feed the high hand. He's going to get out to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. And welcome to the 100-yard club, Tommy Langdon. That's going to be a pickup of 12 yards, and that's good enough for an Owls first down at the Brookville 9-yard line.
Tommy running really, really hard right now. That does put him over the 100-yard mark for the night. Puts him at 104 yards. But, again, he is running angry. And I don't know who spoke to him or what they said to him at halftime, but he is running very, very aggressively right now. And he's one of those kids that will just get stronger as the game goes on. He loves taking hits. He's going to be a force in the second half, I think.
We got motion by Logan Kohler, and it's going to be a keeper for Andrew Giordano. And Brookville, not fooled by Andrew Giordano, is going to pick up a couple yards, but it's going to bring up a second down and goal at the 8-yard line.
Again, Andrew Giordano does a good job with that play, but credit again to Sam Krug on the outside playing his cornerbacks and stayed home, didn't get bit into the inside, which is a touchdown-saving tackle for Sam Krug because Andrew Giordano walks into the end zone if he bites inside at all.
So second and goal at the 8-yard line. And we got motion. Here's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. Now pass the 10 to the 5. Spins off, and he's going to get in for Owls touchdown. Tommy Langdon with the 8-yard touchdown run. Incredible run by Tommy, spinning off a tackle and diving in for the end zone. So it's going to be Tommy's second rushing touchdown of the game. And Greg Provona, our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner. You are going to get the value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So congrats to Greg on that. What a drive by Tommy Langdon.
Yeah, I mean, that was all Tommy Langdon there. He's got right there that drive alone, 4 carries for over 35 yards. Or four carries for 35 yards, sorry. Great job by Tommy.
Bradford getting lined up for the extra point. Here's the kick. Kick is up, and it's going to be good. And Bradford's now going to chip into the lead. It's Brookville 34, Bradford 21, 6 minutes and 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just saw Tommy Langdon, the drive that Tommy Langdon wrote his own story, finally gets into the end zone again for here in the third quarter after what looked like it was destined for him to get in there on this drive. Did it not seem that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
It seemed that way. So Tommy with the 8-yard touchdown run, the extra point was up and good. And now the Owls down just 13 points with 6 minutes and 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. So a lot of football left to play. And the Owls are getting ready to kick the ball off. The kick's up. And it's going to be fielded, and it's going to be muffed, and it's going to be dove on by the Raiders at their own 21-yard line. So Brookville getting pushed back into their little corner here, and they're going to take over an offense at their own 21-yard line.
Yeah, so now defensively for Bradford, I think you just kind of stay the course now. Like you cut into this lead, 2-score game. I think they're kind of got the nerves out of the coming into the second half. So now you just got to play smart football.
So we'll see what Brookville tries to do differently here. We got twins formation. That's 2 receivers to each side of the quarterback. He gets a snap, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper right at the middle, and Bradford's not fooled by that. There's penalty flags, and that, my friend, is going to be a horse collar tackle.
I don't know if it'll be horse collar or if it'll be somebody grabbed a face mask when they're bringing them down on the way down. Curious to see what the call is because the tackle came from behind.
We'll wait to see what the referee has to say. It was a face mask. So it's going to be a 15-yard penalty against the Owls. So you're going to push him out. Brookville's going to have a first down at their own 36-yard line now after the face mask.
Yeah, right. And that's unfortunate for Bradford. They did a great job getting in the backfield there, but sometimes those hands just kind of end up in random places, and unfortunately, a face mask there was one of them.
Got to be careful where your hands go.
That's right.
So first and 10 for Brookville at their own 36-yard line. Trips right. Here's a snap, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper again right at the middle. Again, not fooled. Bradford's defense coming alive here. They're going to limit it to a 1-yard carry. It's going to bring, or 2-yard carry. It's going to bring up a 2nd down and 8 for Brookville.
Yeah, again, that defensive front for Bradford flying off the ball as soon as that ball is snapped. Braylon Little is the one who gets a hold of Colgan there. And, I mean, can't ask for a better start defensively in terms of how fired up your defensive line is, because those guys are playing very, very aggressive right now.
So trips right for Brookville. Colgan with the running back to his right, which is Krug, waiting on the snap. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a wide receiver screen. Bradford's going to try to blow it up, and they miss a tackle, but no problem. It's going to go for maybe a loss of a yard, and that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 7, and we have 52 on the sideline trying to hype the crowd up, 53. So 3rd and 6. For Brookville, and you get the stop here, and you come down to march again.
We said this was not as far of a game as the scoreboard let on.
Nope.
Right now, Bradford's defense coming out hot, and their cornerbacks are doing a great job of getting off their blocks much better when they're running these screen plays. So they need to keep that up. They can't let up in that department.
So twin set formation for Brookville on a very important 3rd down. Lucas Wall showing blitz for the Owls. Trying to draw the Owls off sides. They're going to change the play. So good discipline by the Owls. Play clock's running out for Brookville. Here's the snap, and it's going to be quarterback's going to roll out to his left. Passes up, and it's going to be good enough for a 1st down. He's going to pick up 9 yards, and Brookville will have a 1st down and 10 at their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, number 10 for Bradford. That's Colton Miller, who's playing defensive back. Had a rough night last week against Hainsley from Dubois, but right there, does a really good job of closing the distance, just gets this reaction a little too late on the pass. I think he was worried about getting burnt when it was very clear that Colgan was just rolling out to the outside. In that situation, you know he's on the run. You know that pass is going short. Can't be worried about getting beat deep.
So Brookvale coming out in their twins formation again. Colgan with Krug next to him, waiting for the snap. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Krug right up the middle, and he's going to get out past the 50. Spin move out past the 45, and he's going to get out to the 40, Owls 43-yard line. That's going to be good enough for a first down, Brookvale.
So, again, I don't know if you noticed, Cam, but Bradford has now switched with a 3-4 defense. They now have the four linebackers in place, with Lucas Wallace kind of being a makeshift fourth defensive lineman. He blitzes on that play, but blitzes to the wrong side. That's exactly what we were talking about, is filling your gap properly. Because now if Lucas Wallace blitzes like he did there, but blitzes to the wrong gap, that's what causes that run to go up the middle and run for 10 yards.
So first and 10 for Brookvale at the Owls 43-yard line. Colgan ready for the snap. And here's going to be a handoff right at the middle for Krug. Bradford did a good job filling the gaps here. They're going to limit the pickup to only 2 yards. It's going to bring up a second down and 8 for the Raiders.
Yeah, like you said, right there, did a much better job filling the gaps. This time Bradford blitzes two linebackers, both Lucas Wallace and Caden Keyshore both sent on the blitz there. So that's good run by Krug to keep his feet running, or keep his feet pumping, I should say. But Bradford, much better job of filling the gaps and not allowing Krug to get out in the open space.
So Brookvale coming out with twins formation, but stacked, which means receiver behind each receiver. Krug to the right of Calgan. Calgan waiting for the snap. Bradford showing blitz again. And Calgan dropping back for a pass, and he has pocket collapses, and he's breaking out for the run. He's going to get out past the 40, down to the 39-yard line. So he will pick up, it looks like, 3 yards. We'll bring up a third down and a long six for Brookvale.
Yeah, I believe that's Cade Keyshore that got in the backfield that forced Colgan to have to break the pocket there. And good job by Bradford's defense to create pressure, but once you see that pocket collapse, your secondary linebacker's got to come up and make that play a little bit sooner than they did there. But good job of Matt DeCastro to end up making the tackle in the open field.
So big third down here for Brookvale. Twins formation, trying to draw the Owls offside. You got to stay disciplined here. The student section chanting defense, showing their support for the Owls. And here's the snap. Colgan going to roll to his right, looking for a receiver. Has one, and he's going to go out of bounds. It looks like at the 34-yard line, maybe the 33-yard line. So he's going to be it's going to be fourth and short for Brookvale. They're going to go for it, obviously. They're not punting this, so they're going to probably bring in the big guys, which it looks like they're doing.
And again, number two, Fabian Shirk. They just ran that play on the last third down in short, or last third down play that they had, where Colgan just rolls out. You know that out route's coming. You need to just be on that receiver's hip and be ready to play that ball.
So here's the fourth down and one play for Brookvale, and it's going to be a toss right at the middle. That's a fumble! And we're going to wait to see who recovers that, because whoever recovers that, it's their ball. And Brookfield's going to recover, and the yardage is going to be enough, barely, but for a first down. But the running back never had that.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
I don't know, and I feel like I should know this because I'm doing a high school radio broadcast. But in that situation there, Krug looks like he throws that ball forward. You're not allowed to advance the ball forward offensively on a fumble, correct?
It's where the ball lands. It's not because he's a running back.
That's what I meant. Literally looks like he just throws the ball forward and just lands on top of it.
No, he just never had control of it.
See, that's what I couldn't tell.
Yep, never had control of it. So first and 10 for Brookvale at the Owls' 32-yard line now. Trips to the left of Calgan. He's going to motion the running back to the right. Here's the snap. He's going to drop back the pass. He has a man wide open. And it's number 5, and he's just going to barely overthrow. That was intended for number 5. No pass interference because that was excellent coverage by the Owls.
That was Hayden Freeman on the target. Good cover by Fabian Shirk there. Way to get in there and make that pass as difficult as possible. I think, although I will say, I think if Fabian Shirk doesn't have his head cocked back at a 90-degree angle, I think he might have a play on that ball a little bit better. But he was so worried about getting beat deep that he wanted to keep his eye on the ball. I think you got to turn your head around a little bit and keep your momentum going forward, because I think he has a chance of picking that ball off.
So Brookville is going to show trips left here with Krug to the left of Calgan. Single receiver to the right. Second and 10, Owls down 34-21. Here's the snap, and it's going to go right up to Krug, and he's going to get met immediately.
We'll
lose a yard, and it's going to be third down and 11. So you can feel the emotions are high for the Owls and kind of low for the Raiders.
Yeah, the Owls sideline is much more into this game than it was before. Student section is back into this game. I mean, Bradford's defense is fired up. And with only a minute left in this third quarter, you need to stop here. If Brookville scores, you're in a very tough spot, down three scores and going into the fourth quarter. So, and Brookville is in no hurry to get the snap off. They're down to 9 seconds on the play clock.
So we got a trips bunch formation to the left. Here's a snap. Quarterback's going to roll to his left. Same play. No one's open. Quarterback throws. It's going to be intercepted by the Owls. And that's Logan Kohler. He's got some fields up past the 30 to the 35 to the 40. Makes a man miss. 45 out to the 50. And he's going to be brought down into Raider territory at the 47-yard line. And I told everyone, do not go anywhere because this game's about to get interesting. And here we are, Bradford with a lot of life, big-time turnover. And the Owls will take over at the Brookville 47-yard line.
Yeah, and right there, that's exactly what Bradford's defense needed. Gives you the ball before the end of the third quarter. You got 40 seconds left. You have enough time to actually go down and score here. If you do, and you're going down one possession going into the fourth quarter, you have a lot of momentum carrying your way.
I think you have to take your shot here if you're Bradford.
Oh, 100%.
They have no safeties high right now. And it's going to be hand out to Tommy Langdon. He's got nowhere to run. He's going to get out past the 45, get out to the 40, down to, looks like, the 39-yard line. So an 8-yard pickup by Tommy Langdon is going to bring up a second down and 2. Tommy made a lot out of nothing right there because that was bottled up in the backfield.
He did. He made a couple guys miss off the left-hand side. Brookville really feeding into that inside run for Bradford, but Tommy, being the tough runner that he is, not going down with just one defender. So, like you said, if you're Bradford, I think you take a shot here. You have no high safety. Your number two for Brookville is playing at the 30-yard line. Ball's at the 40. He's playing 10 yards deep.
Motion by Logan Kohler. It's going to be a handoff to Logan. He's going to find the space. He's out past the 35, out down to the 26, maybe the 25-yard line. They're going to mark it down at the 26. That's going to be a 12-yard pickup for Logan Kohler. That's good enough for Owls. First down.
There you go. I like that one better. I like that one better.
Was that better?
See if Bradford will snap one more time before the
they should.
The
I think you should because you have Brookville pushed against back right into the corner right now.
Yep.
So Kohler in a motion. Here's going to be another handoff to Logan Kohler. He's trying to get the edge. He's out to the 20, and that's where he's going to be brought down. So he's going to pick up 6 yards, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. Owls driving. A lot of stuff to happen here in the fourth quarter, so please stay tuned. Brookville 34, Bradford 21. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Your Owls down 34-21, but they are deep into Brookville territory with a second down and 5 at the Brookville 21-yard line. Bradford's ready to go. Brookville is not ready to go right now. So if you're Bradford, you punch us in right now. You have a whole fourth quarter to play some football. because you're down 13 points right now, 12 minutes to go. We got motion by Keenan Miller, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Lane. Then finds a seam. He's going to get to the 20, out to the 15. What are they going to mark him? Down at the 17-yard line, 18-yard line. So he's going to pick up 2 yards. It's going to bring up a third down and two for the Owls.
Yeah, I tell you what, Tommy Langdon is running really, really tough in this second half. He should have been brought down probably at the line of scrimmage. Carries a defender for 2 yards. He's not willing to go down easily in the second half.
So third down and two for the Owls at the Brookville 18. And oh, Brookville just blew that up. He stole the handoff.
Oh, my.
Brookville just stole the handoff, and he's out the 40 to the 30 to the 20. To the 10. Touchdown, Brookville. I've never seen anything like that. He took the handoff from Irge Giordano, timed it perfectly, and my God, I've never seen anything like that.
That is a sophomore for Brookville, Zach Phillips, who just came blasting through the line. And honestly, like you said, he took the handoff like he was the running back. Now we have a flag on the play. Not sure what there was, excess celebration or what.
I've never seen anything like that. That was the craziest thing. So to put it into terms, the ball was snapped. The defender from Brookville came in. What was his name, Phillips?
Zach Phillips, yes.
Zach Phillips comes in, times it perfectly. Instead of Tommy Langdon getting the handoff, he takes the handoff and just goes untouched to the end zone. But there is a penalty flag. That was absolutely crazy. Wild.
Yeah, you can't even call it a fumble recovery. It's just a...
That was a handoff to him. He had that in his
interception.
Head. Yeah. He took the handoff. And that just sucked the life out of the stadium here.
Yeah, the crowd was very loud here for a minute. The student section was very loud. Cheerleaders were very loud. Now you can almost hear a pin drop right now. We're waiting to see what's happening with the refs. Talking to Pulio, so I'm assuming it's on Brookville.
Yeah, might be a celebration on sportsmanlike conduct.
Probably take it after the extra point, I'm assuming.
I'd make him do it during the extra point, make the kicker kick another 15 yards. Oh, it was against Bradford. Personal foul against Bradford.
He said on the sideline.
Yeah, sideline warning. Same thing that Brookville got in trouble for. So something was probably said by a player or coach. Brookville in for the extra point. Snaps up, kick is up, and kick is good. And Brookville is going to take a 41-21 lead. There's 11 minutes and 14 seconds to go here. Folks, don't go nowhere because it's still going to get interesting. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 70 or 80 yard fumble recovery, which wasn't a fumble. He just stole the handoff. Mr. Phillips from Brookville took it 80 yards to the house and kind of took the life out of the Owl's nest here. Bradford, you just made things harder on yourself. Now you got to go three scores. Well, that's a 14 point swing right there.
Yeah, it is. It really
is. That's a 14 point swing.
Bradford was driving, had all the momentum going in their favor, and then that happens, and now you find yourself in a really, really deep hole with only 11:14 left in the fourth quarter. So, Bradford, you got to make something happen here.
Quickly.
Almost immediately.
Yep.
You got to take some chances here.
So, because there was a penalty against the Bradford sideline, they're going to move the ball up 15 yards on the kickoff, move it up to the Owls' 45-yard line, which is where they'll kick off. So, you can probably do a little pooch kick if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, you could. This is definitely within touchback distance for Jaden Mraz, the Brookville kicker.
And I just got a score update. The Buffalo Bills are up over the Dolphins, 14-7 right now.
Yeah, what else is new?
Brookville getting ready to kick. And, yeah, is he going to pooch it? Is he going to go right into the end zone? So it's going to be a touchback. So Bradford will take over at their own 20-yard line. So it's do or die now, right, this drive?
Oh, yeah, if you don't score here, the game's pretty much locked up and done. But Bradford has shown fight in the second half. They came out. They were really, really hot to start outside of that first drive, which kind of died down relatively quickly. But that second drive, they were on a run. And then, unfortunately, they just have that happen. I still can't explain how that even happened. Like, I'm watching it up here, and you just see a white jersey just running back towards the end zone closest to the school. And makes it 41-21. I'm still kind of racking my brain trying to figure out how that even happens.
My flappers are gassed right now. So first and 10 for the Owls at their own 20-yard line. Kohler in a motion. And almost again, same thing almost happened.
Same player, too.
So he blows up the play, and I think we're going to lose 7 yards here. So it's going to be second down and 17.
Might want to put a body on him.
So second down and 17. Yeah, I think you gotta point that guy out now. Like, hey, we gotta watch this man. He is eating us alive right now.
He's lining up in the middle linebacker spot. They're just sending him. They're just.
Well, you can time it because of the motion. Yeah, because you can time it off of the motion.
Yeah. So now, if you're Bradford, you gotta read that.
Well, now you have to go to shotgun. So second and 17. And here's a snap, and Giordano's going to drop back the pass. And again, not playing his foot. And that pass was intended for Colton Miller. And is that Colton Miller?
Yeah, number 10.
Colton Miller drops the pass. His head turned before he caught the football, and that's a big no-no.
No, I mean, you're not even hearing footsteps there. I think you're just getting a little too anxious. Colton Miller's a young player. He'll learn from that. But as a football player in general, you got to know not to keep your head. Because the NFL players even do that. You can look on the field and they still drop it. So you got to learn to keep your eye on the ball until you bring it all the way in.
Third down and 17 at their own 13-yard line. Giordano dropping back to pass. Has a man wide open. It's Fabian Shirk. He's at the 25. He's going to go past the 30. 35, 40, 45, 50, 40. And he's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to mark him out into Brookville territory at the Brookville 40-yard line. So almost a 50-yard pickup. Pass and catch from Andrew Giordano to Fabian Shirk. So exactly what you need if you're the Owls, but you got to hurry up because the clock is not your friend right now.
No, it is not. And right there, Fabian Shirk does a good job of breaking a tackle initially on the catch. Caden Keyshore, I'd really like to see him. He's out in front of Fabian on the run there. I'd really like Caden Keyshore to be more aggressive with that block. I think if he gets that block on, I believe it was number 2 that pushed Fabian out of bounds. I think he catches that block. I think Fabian Shirk is scoring there.
So first and 10 at the Brookville 40-yard line. Giordano dropping back the pass, rolling to his left. Sees an opening, and he's going to throw the ball, and it's going to fall incomplete, intended for Kohler. And it's going to bring up a second down and 10. That would have been a 9-yard pickup if he caught it.
Yeah, I think he saw Kohler just a little too late. Either that or just didn't feel comfortable throwing the ball where he was. But by the time he does throw it, I think you're better off just tucking and running there.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah, you got to pick up some positive yardage there because I understand wanting to get the ball into Kohler's hands, but by the time he threw it, the defenders had already caught up to him because Kohler had to slow down. He had Kohler wide open on what looked to be a drag route, and like I said, just throws a little too late.
So we got Kohler in a motion, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's going to get blown up again, number 6 in the backfield for Brookville. And he's going to lose about 5 yards. It's going to bring up a third down and 15 for the Owls.
Yeah, Tommy, they're trying his best to make something happen there. Unfortunately, Brookville's defense is now really keying in on him in those runs up the middle. They're sending the number 6, Zach Phillips, who's, again, only a sophomore. So that kid is just gaining confidence with every snap that he's disrupting the football. So you got to have a person designated for him to pick up a block to stop him from blowing up your play in the backfield, because right now he is eating up that offensive line.
Third and 15 at the Brookville 45-yard line. Giordano dropping back to pass, intended for Logan Kohler again, and that's going to fall incomplete. That would have been a 5-yard pickup had it been caught. So fourth and 15, and you're in 4-down territory. You can't punt this ball back. You have to go for it.
Yeah, and it puts Brefford in a really tough spot because they haven't they've had some explosive plays, but they're not an explosive offense in general. So you gotta come up with something kind of tricky here. I certainly wouldn't run Logan Kohler in motion here, try to get him to the outside on the short side of the field. So we'll see what they do.
And Giordano dropping back to pass. Has a man wide open, but pressure from Brookville is making Giordano roll out to his right. And he's going to throw the ball up, and it's going to be caught. And that's by Braylon Austin, and he's going to get brought down. It's going to end up being a 5-yard pickup or 6-yard pickup, and Brookville's going to take over at their own 39-yard line.
Yeah, right there. I didn't quite see who Giordano had open, to be completely honest with you. I was looking at seeing what Logan Kohler was doing out of the slot. But, again, like you said, the pressure from Brookville comes from the left side there. And Giordano's forced to roll to his left. Makes it very hard for a right-handed throw to roll to your left-hand side and get any sort of power, especially at this level, to make that ball go where it needed to go.
So first and 10 for Brookville at their own 39-yard line. Here's the snap. He's going to do a swing pass to number two, and he has some open space past the 40. He's going to spin move out of it, and he's going to get brought down at the close to the 45-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 44-yard line. So a 5-yard pickup from Colgan to, I didn't catch the number.
It's number two, Parker Calgren.
For Calgren. So 5-yard pickup will bring up a second down and 5 for Brookville. So now Brookville, I'm just working on eating clock. As long as I can make this drive last, I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm actually surprised that they decided to throw that ball here, given that they're already up 3 scores with only a little more than 8 minutes left. But that's been their offense, is mostly these quick little quick hitters to their wide receivers. We'll see if Crew gets some run here.
So trips left for Brookville, waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a handoff to Krug right up the middle. He's got some space. He's out past the 50, out past the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. And that's a touchdown for Brookville. For Krug, that's going to be a 49-yard touchdown run, or 51-yard touchdown run. No, sorry. What was that? What would we call that? We'll call it 55.
It's from the...
It's a 55-yard touchdown run for Krug. And a little disappointment, because we did have a couple players back off from tackling, just let him get into the end zone when he got within the 10. So we don't want to see that. So that's going to bring the score: Brookville 47, Bradford 21. 8:01 to go here in the fourth quarter. Brookville lining up for the extra point. And here's a snap. Kick is up, kick is good, and it's going to be a penalty against Bradford. They got there a little early. And also, while we address the penalty here, again, our fourth quarter contestant is Brian Hartle. Brian, if the Owls score here in the fourth quarter, you are going to win a free value pack meal for Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, Brian, no worries. You're still going to get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. Both delicious food. So congratulations to Brian Hartle on being our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner. And they're going to talk about the penalty. The extra point is good. It's Brookville 48, right?
Yes.
In Bradford 21, this is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 55-yard touchdown run from Krug from Brookville. Extra point was good. Nope, they're going to re-kick it, looks like.
Did he go for two?
No, looks like they're just going to... Yeah, looks like they are going to go... Brookville's going to go for two after the penalty, after the offsides. And here's the snap. And he's dropping back to pass, and it's going to be a little floater to number three. Two-point conversion is good, so correction. Now the score will be Brookville 49, Bradford 21. 8:01 to go here in the fourth quarter, and you can just kind of sense everything just fading now.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to have such positive momentum, have that defensive, fantastic play by Phillips on the Brookville side. Have that happen for 6 points when you're driving, had all the momentum on your side, and then all of a sudden the wind gets sucked out of your sails like that. Now it's hard to, it's kind of hard to recover when you go down two scores quickly like that.
28 points now. What could have been a one score game?
Yeah, very easily could have been a one score game.
They're 15 yards away from being a one score game. And now it's 49-21. So Bradford ready to go. Brookville taking their sweet time to get to on the field for the kickoff. Oh, you feel that nice fall chill?
I did.
That breeze that just came in?
Yep. Like, that's why I brought my sweatshirt. That, I know how it gets around here.
I'm in my. This is my perfect temperature. This is where I thrive. This is football weather here.
This is football weather. Mothman must have joined us. I got a moth crawling around my stat sheet here.
That was just the breath of Ozzy, as we have Ozzy in the background. He's blowing his darkness on us. So Brookville getting ready to kick from the 40-yard line, and it's going to be a squib kick, and it's going to be returned by
Tommy
Langdon. He's going to take it at the 30. He's going to get out past the 35, and that's where he's going to be met by a wall of Raiders.
A wall of Raiders.
A wall of Raiders.
It's an intimidating thing to run into.
That is. I don't know what Raiders would be like if they were running in a group. But what would call them?
Raiders.
Raiders.
I have no. I'm just throwing a term out there.
So Bradford will take over at their own 36-yard line. A pillage of Raiders. Our producer says, Mr. Igor, thank you for that. We got Fabian Shirkin in motion. It's going to be hand out to Fabian Shirkin. He's going to be met in the backfield by a bunch of Raiders. He's going to lose about 7 yards. It's going to bring up a second down and 17.
See, this is what I don't like in these situations. Is Bradford was doing really well with the inside run. I know number six, Phillips, for Brookville is all of a sudden just blitzing out of his mind and coming through the backfield. But I think if you're Bradford, you don't want to revert back to those outside handoffs that you weren't very effective with all day, even to Logan Kohler, who's most supposed to be a playmaker. You want to stay aggressive on offense and at least try to make this score a little bit better than the 28 you're down by.
And we're going to get motion and a penalty flag by – it looks like we're going to have – false start by the Owls. So that's going to back. It should be, but they're going to back him up 5 yards. So go ahead and make that a second down and 21 for the Owls. That's going to back them up to their own 25-yard line. So the Owls' offense is playing defense against themselves here.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Number six for Brookville, Zach Phillips, who we just talked about, I'm pretty sure he's like, and on that particular play, he's halfway across the line of scrimmage before anybody moves, ends up tackling Andrew Giordano after the whistle, and nothing is addressed there. I'm not really sure how they can call that false start when he's moving halfway across the line of scrimmage.
And here's a snap, and it's a fumbled snap. And the Owls looks like they're able to get it on it, so they're going to lose another yard, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and 22 for the Owls. Clock's running, 6 minutes and 33 seconds. And again, Brian Hartle, if the Owls do score here in the fourth quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, again, Brian, no worries. You're still going to get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. The best way to enter and the only way to enter is to visit either Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. And the Owls coming out in their fourth and 21.
Still no safety help over the top.
No safety. I'm taking a shot. And here's the snap. Giordano's going to roll to his right, and he's going to get out to the 25-yard line where he's going to get upended. And Brookville is going to take over at the Owls' 25-yard line. I don't know why he didn't pass the ball there.
I don't know.
He just got the ball and took off running.
I mean, that's clearly a designed run. But yep. What?
I don't know, Ryan. What I do know, that was third down? That was not third down.
I did not believe that was third down.
That was fourth down, so the Owls are getting a free down here.
Free down.
Now they're going to punt. And Wallace rolling to his right, and he's going to keep it. And he's going to get up to, past the 30, up to the 40-yard line. And that's where Brookville will take over after the Owls get a free play. And it's going to be first down and 10 at the Owls' 40-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, that. I like the thought of that. I don't know if you want to run that to the short side of the field, though. Because where closest to us was the short side of the field. Lucas Wallace takes that. I think if you run that to the open side of the field, I think you're better off. But with the way that the ball was placed, Lucas is a right-footed kicker. Can't really do that.
Nope. So Brookville will have good start and field position here. And they're going to be at the Owls' 41-yard line. We got twin set. And quarterback, what's his name, Calgan?
Yeah.
Calgan ready for the snap. And he's going to hand the ball off right up the middle to number 10. He's got past the 35, out to the 30, down to the 27-yard line is where he's brought down. And that's going to be good enough for a first down, Brookville. And Brookville could just take their sweet time here. With they're holding a 49-21 lead over your Owls, just under 5 minutes to go.
It's number 10, Isaac Burns for Brookville. First time we've called his name tonight. Looks like Krug might be done for the day.
Clocked in and clocked out. Came to work.
Did.
Brookville taking their time getting the play in. There's 15 seconds to go here in the play clock. We're nearing 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Brookville has a freshman quarterback in it right now, too, by the way. It's Colton Hanna.
Colton Hanna.
That's in at quarterback.
All right. So trips to the right. Here's a snap. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle again. And he's going to be brought down at the 25-yard line, maybe the 26. He'll pick up a couple of yards. Going to bring up second down and 8 for Brookville.
And again, on that play, a couple defenders for Bradford in the backfield just not able to get a hold of Mr. Burns. Simpson character.
Mr. Burns, yeah. Release the hounds.
It's a pretty good impression.
Thank you. So second and 8 for Brookville. As we just get under the 4 minute mark now in the ball game. Waiting for the play call to come in. You kind of just feel like time slows down here.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Not a lot of talking in the stadium. Hannah getting ready for the snap. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle. And the Owls are going to swallow him up. And I can't tell who was. I think that Tommy Lane did with the initial contact. Eventually brought down by Keyshore. And a pickup of no yards, so it's going to be third down and 8 for the Owls. Brookville at or for the Raiders at the Owls' 26-yard line.
Say that 5 times fast.
Nope. I won't.
I struggle saying it once. Yeah, right now I don't think this is the I don't have any record of Colton Hanna throwing a pass for Brookville. So I don't think he's getting a ton of playing time. I think that's part of the reason why the play call is taking so long to get in.
And here's the snap on the third down. It's going to be a handoff again right up the middle. And Bradford's going to swallow him up. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and 8 for Brookville. And Brookville can take this within 2 minutes, so they choose.
Yeah, bet. Basically, 3 straight runs up the middle for Brookville, and clearly just trying to kill the clock here. Not looking to do a whole lot of damage, I don't believe. With 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter.
So Brookville going for it. Trips to the right for Hannah. Here's the snap. And it's going to be blown up by the Owls. He is able to spin out of it, and he's going to lose 2 yards, and Bradford's going to take over at their own 30-yard line. So good defensive stand for the Owls. And we have a minute 56 to go here with the Owls losing 49-21. Barring anything incredible happening, what some would call impossible, looks like the Owls are going to move to 1-4 on the season, and Brookville is going to move to 1-4 on the season.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll talk about it in the post game, but Bradford was very much in this game for about 3 1/4 quarters here, and unfortunately had one big play that kind of just sucked the life out of their offense. So
the handoff that shook the world.
Yeah.
Really? I don't think anyone in the stadium knew what happened there.
No, I don't believe so either. I'm not even sure if injured or not knows what happened on that play.
I think we're going to see freshman quarterback Brady Rosendahl, one of my former players, in at quarterback. Nope, it's going to be Lucas Wallace. Brady's going to play receiver. So the JV team is in. Lucas Wallace under center. We got motion, and it's going to be a little confusion here. Lucas Wallace is trying to make a little something out of nothing, and he's going to maybe lose a half a yard. It's going to bring up a second down and a long 10.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the design play there was, but Lucas, like you said, trying to make something out of nothing there because he thought he was going to have somebody in motion to his left, and unfortunately nobody was there. Tries to make a man miss, but just gets brought down right away.
So here's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to number 21, Max Gow, and he's out past the 30. He's going to get pushed out of bounds right around the 35-yard line.
It's Tevin Watkins, number
21. Oh, is that Tevin?
Yes.
Tevin's a dog. So it's going to be a third down and 4 for the Owls. William Newman checking out, so he must have been in on that play.
I lied. Number 21 is Bentley Evans.
Oh, Bentley Evans, sorry.
So we're
both sitting on a throw to lines.
We are.
Throwing the lies.
Throwing limes.
Limes. I do want some lime juice in my water.
Water.
So third and 4 for the Owls. We got motion, and it's going to be a handoff.
There's Max Gow.
To Max Gow. He's out past the 40. He's going to get tripped up right at the 40-yard line. And I think he has enough for a first down, and that's going to be an Owls first down.
There you go. Keep the energy up.
I'm jacked up. So first down for the JV team. Clock is ticking. We're nearing the 1 minute before the game is over. So Brady Rosendahl checking in to give Lucas Wallace the play call.
Let's see Lucas Wallace rip one here.
I would like to see that.
Why not just
let him, he's out of shotgun.
Why not just let him throw one?
Here's the snap, and Lucas Wallace dropping back. And here's the pass. Beautiful pass, and going to be caught by number 20. He's out to the 25, to the 20. To the 10. Touchdown, Owls. Lucas Wallace to
Max Gow.
Max Gow. And that's going to be a 60-yard touchdown pass.
We have a winner.
We have a winner. Bob Brian Hartle. Everything was looking dark and gloomy. And the Owl said, hold on. We got one for you, Mr. Hartle. And here's a 60-yard touchdown pass from Lucas Wallace to Max Gow. Congratulations to Max Gow on his first varsity touchdown, too. Look forward to seeing many more of those as the years come along. So the Owls going to line up for an extra point. Owls down now, 49-27, pending the extra point. It's a little gift for the fans to go home with here.
So our JV team is impressed every time they've come onto this field.
Here's a snap. Kick is up. Kick is going to be no good. And that's going to keep the score Brookville 49, Bradford 27. We're going to stick around until the end of the game. So, yeah, speaking of the JV team, like I said, like when they have came into the game against other teams, I felt like they've been pretty dominant. Like they looked really good.
Yeah, they've been very impressive each time they step onto the field. And I think, granted, they're most likely playing another JV team if they are in the game. However, they're getting a lot of experience this year. I think they've participated in, I believe, every game so far this year for one reason or another. But Lucas Wallace is a kid that plays, I don't know, 95, if not 100% of the snaps. He's constantly in there. Max Gow, we saw come in and get some run during when the varsity team was out there for Logan Kohler, who was injured. These kids are going to be very well seasoned by the time next season comes around. And from what I've heard, our middle school team is very good too.
Yep.
So we have Bradford High does have some talent coming up moving forward.
Double D, Derek Dixon in the kick for the Owls. And here's the kick. Kick is up. And it's going to be returned at the 26-yard line. That's number 7 for Brookville. He's out past the 35, out to the 40s, where he's eventually brought down. And that's where Brookville will take over with 20 seconds left to go. I'd like to assume that they are going to take a knee.
You would think. You know, every time I think of Derek now, because he's my wife's cousin, I just think of the story you told me about how he caused a major pileup during a youth football Raptors game.
Mm-hmm.
when you guys were trying to run through the banner, and he now sure I did. Can't help but laugh when I think about it, because just I know how much he's grown since then. it's just funny to think about.
And victory formation, and that's going to do it here at Parkway Field, as Brookfield's going to go on to win the game 49 with your Bradford Owls scoring 27. Brookville will move to 1-4, while our Owls will move to 1-4 as well. And we will be back with the post-game show. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM. B107.5 FM.
And streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps
and WESB.com.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone, because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car. And the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle.
Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw our Bradford Owls fall in to the visiting Brookville Raiders by a score of 49-27. We saw kind of a lot of different things from Brookville. They scored in multiple ways. I don't think that score indicates what actually happened, because I don't think the game was that far away. I think that game was extremely competitive up until early on in the fourth quarter, when Mr. Phillips from Brookville stole a handoff as the Owls were deep into Brookville territory, about to make the score a one-game score. And Phillips takes it to the house for an 80-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. And I kind of just sucked the life out of the Owls. It's basically a 14-point swing where the Owls, like I said, could be within one score. But said Brookville takes it. They go up by three scores after the touchdown. And I just thought it was really competitive game. I never, like we said, not until like 7 minutes ago in the fourth quarter, we never thought the Owls were out of this game.
No, not at all. It was, like you said, in the first half, much more competitive than the score had led on. But unfortunately, those momentum shifts happen, and when they do happen in this game, it seemed to shift the tide drastically one way or the other. It wasn't Brookville dominating the entire game. It was back and forth momentum, but it always seemed like whoever swung the momentum, it swung dramatically in their way, and it just happened to where Brookville's swing, when it did happen, where you really felt like Bradford was really, really starting to take over the game. Brookville takes that handoff to the house for 80-yard touchdown, and then the wind just comes out of Bradford.
Yeah, you could just feel like it sucked out of the stadium.
Yeah, 100%.
So I want to get down how we got to the score of 49-27. So here in the first quarter, we saw a pass from Colgan to Freeman. It was a 30-yard pass. The extra point was up and good. That made the score 7-0 Brookville. Then we saw Colgan to Krug for a 16-yard pass. Their extra point was up and good. And they made it 14-0. And then we had a Krug 60-yard punt return for a touchdown. The Owls did block the extra point. That made the score 20-0. And then the Owls responded with a 14-yard touchdown run by Tommy Langdon. Keyshore with the extra point. That made the score 20-7. And then Brookville answered again. It was Colgan to Freeman for 26 yards this time. The extra point was up and good. That made it 27-7. And then we had the 80-yard interception return for a touchdown by Tommy Langdon. Keyshore again with the extra point. That brings it to 27-14. And then Brookville answered with their own 74-yard interception return for a touchdown by Morey. The extra point was up and good. That made it 34-14 at the half. And then coming out of the half, we had a 12-yard touchdown run by Tommy Langdon. The extra point was up and good. That made it 34-21. Then we had a drive stall out, and then we had the interception by Logan Kohler. And then this is where the Owls were driving deep into the territory. They were at, the 20-yard line, maybe the 15.
Yep.
And Phillips just blows through the line of scrimmage, like right out the snap, steals the handoff for Giordano that was intended for Tommy Langdon. He takes it 80 yards back for a touchdown. Extra points up and good, 41-21. And then we had a 55-yard touchdown run by Krug from Brookville. That made it 47-21. There was a penalty on the extra point. Brookville elected to go for two after making the kick during the penalty. The two-point conversion was good. That made it 49-21. And then with about 28 seconds left to go in the game, we had a 60-yard touchdown pass from Lucas Wallace to Max Gow with the extra point being no good. And that's how we get to our score, 49-27. So, Mr. Ryan Mackey, I know that you were very observant today on the field. Who is our Love Toyota Collision Center of the game? Who's that going to?
Well, I think there's only one candidate, and it's still Tommy Langdon's block in the first quarter. I think that was the biggest hit that we saw of the night from both sides, honestly. It wasn't really a hard-hitting game. It was pretty much form tackling and all of that. So I think Tommy very much deserves it for the pancake block that he had in the open field for Bradford.
And I'm going to double it up. Tommy's going to get double accolades tonight, because I'm also going to give Tommy Langdon behind the two rushing touchdowns, over 100 yards. I think he finished with 117 rushing yards, mm-hmm, and the 80-yard interception return for a touchdown. Tommy Langdon's going to get my Model T MVP player of the game. So congrats to Tommy, who had a massive game. He was a big reason why the Owls were in this game for so long.
Oh, yeah, definitely Tommy's best game of the entire season so far tonight. Unfortunately, just didn't really have a running mate tonight. Logan Kohler was pretty non-existent. Brookville was all over those outside runs that they loved to use Logan Kohler on. We saw Giordano's arm open up a little bit, but it just wasn't quite enough to help Tommy get over the hump offensively for Bradford.
Right. Yeah, and Logan Kohler was banged up a little bit. He got hurt early on, so I'm sure that played a factor. But he did, like I said, he still made his presence known. He had the interception there in the third quarter. But it looks like next week is homecoming, as the Owls will host Red Bank Valley, who notoriously pretty solid team, pretty good. They're just a few years removed out of playing for a state title, where they ultimately lost to Fort Cherry. So we are going to be back on the air at 6:45 for the festivities of homecoming. And then hopefully we can get a complete game out of the Owls. We play like we did the first three quarters. There's no reason that we can't be competitive and beat Red Bank Valley. So we are excited for that. Any final words from you, Mr. Ryan Mackey?
No, I just want to say thank you to you, Cam, and thank you to Igor back in the studio. Thank you to Bradford High in general, all the people that make this possible, and I hope everybody gets home safely if you're not already home. And looking for Bradford to bounce back and hopefully put up a good fight, and hopefully a W against Red Bank Valley next week.
All right, and I think everyone wants me to basically shut up now because I know the Bills are playing. So for my producer at the studio, Igor, for my broadcast partner, Ryan Mackey, I'm Cam Snodgrass, and again, the Owls fall to Brookville, 49-27. It's been my pleasure to announce this game. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.